The PR's already done them good. Paul Connew, lovely to talk to you. Former editor of the Sunday Mirror. Yeah, gives good PR advice. I think he, we can safely say there, you think they've made the right PR decision with or without that advice. Thank you very much for talking to us about that. As Laura Trott and Jason Kenny tied the knot with just their family and friends. No tabloid newspapers or celebrity magazines at present. I'm delighted to be joined now by a man whose wedding surely would have been an OK or Hello magazine. John Holmes.
Coin collector.
Dwarves Monthly.
Front Page. Oh, harsh. Front Page. Is that a magazine that you subscribe to, you weirdo?
Oh, the producers do.
Okay.
They are very strange.
Fine. How are you?
I'm very, very well indeed. Great. I had a wonderful weekend. Did too much exercise and didn't drink enough, so I'm feeling a bit weird.
Oh, that is weird. That's like the opposite of normal.
It's just the opposite of right. That's what it is. What's coming up on your show?
Oh, drunk people, speaking of which. Canvas for their opinions on the week's news over the weekend, of course. Vox Pops, two a penny on the radio, aren't they? But what if you ask drunk people their opinion?
It's just so obvious. Mm. Although, to be fair, a lot of the people giving opinions on telly, I can vouch this,
are drunk. That's true. Yes, I saw your
giving
photos
away
backstage
some meat
at Question Time. Dimbleby. No meat today. Meat's tomorrow. Come on, get with it. That's a Tuesday, the meat thing.
Everyone knows that. Britain, you know that.
There's foreign news live from somewhere foreign with a foreign correspondent who speaks foreign. So that's
goodness,
coming up.
That'll catch on.
And we have guests, comedians today are coming in.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Mr.
It's Adam Hess and Rhys Jones, if you want to know.
Stop talking. John Holmes is with you from 1 o'clock. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget, of course, Paul Ross from 6 a.m. for your breakfast delights. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous Lone Arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
The best news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion every week in Sport Magazine. Download your free copy of the UK's biggest sport magazine from the Apple newsstand now.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate. Because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
On the radio. Good afternoon, 1 o'clock. It is Monday. I am John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour to improve wages. Alton Towers is being sentenced and Cory Acton apologises for racism.
Talk Radio.
The Shadow Chancellor has promised to bring in a new living wage of more than £10 an hour if Labour wins the next general election. John McDonnell's been outlining his proposals at the party's annual conference in Liverpool, which include ending tax avoidance. He says he wants to improve business practices.
We'll shake up how our major corporations work and change how our economy is owned and managed. We'll clamp down on the abuses of power at the very top. Under Labour, there'll be no more Philip Greens at all. We will legislate to rewrite company law to prevent them.
A court's heard how two roller coaster trains meshed together during a crash on the Smiler Ride at Alton Towers last year. Merlin Entertainment's been told to expect a very large fine after several people were seriously injured, including two teenagers who needed leg amputations. Police investigating the disappearance of British toddler Ben Needham in Kos 25 years ago have started excavation work. He was last seen outside his grandparents' home on the Greek island in 1991. Detective Inspector John Cousins from South Yorkshire Police says they expect to come across some challenges in the search.
This farmland has been farmed for many, many hundreds of years, as a result of which, and based on what we found out in 2012 when a search was done nearby, we will be finding many hundreds of bones, each of which will have to be carefully looked at.
The French president has warned Britain must play its part in managing the refugee crisis in Calais. François Hollande says he wants the jungle migrant camp to be completely shut down. In the last few minutes, the RMT unions announced workers on the Virgin Trains East Coast will stage a 24-hour strike next Monday in a row over jobs and conditions. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. And set Coronation Street star Mark Anwar has apologised for using unacceptable language about Indian people. The Pakistan-born actor says his Twitter rant was a moment of madness.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain across Wales.
What did he say?
I can't repeat that.
Oh.
Rain across Wales.
Give us a clue.
No. Oh. Rain across Wales and the south.
Just a small clue.
No.
Oh.
Rain across.
What did it begin with?
No.
Oh.
Rain across Wales.
Was it sweary?
Stop it!
All right.
And the southwest spreading across southern areas.
Yeah, finish it. There you go.
Go on, Dave. Finish it.
Southern and... This is half the weather.
Well done. Well read.
Well, you started reading it.
Spreading across southern and central Britain during the day, arriving in southern Scotland later. A drier day elsewhere with some sunny spells. Highs of... Want to take a punt?
17 degrees.
17 degrees!
Boom!
This show's going to be... I can feel it. This show has got magic.
Do you know what the Coronation Street actor racistly tweeted?
I do.
What was it?
It was... Press the button, Martha. It's all about timing. No. Oh, there's no sport, by the way.
Why?
Don't know.
No, there is now. She's fixed it.
Why is there no sport? What? Is the sport or not sport?
Hang on. Pete Abbott's here.
Let's ask Marta. Marta. Marta.
Hello.
Hi. You're pressing the buttons today.
I am, yeah.
Have you got the pre-recorded sport or not the pre-recorded sport? There's some confusion in here.
I've got the 12 o'clock because there's no sport on the 1 o'clock bulletin.
It's an hour out of date.
Yeah.
Why? What did we know? Why?
No.
Ben is on holiday. Pete Abbott is filling in and he may not have bothered to do it.
Or has he done a racist tweet and been fired?
I will find out, but I'm pretty sure that's not what's happened.
Okay. Let's have the sport from an hour ago with Pete?
No, this won't be Pete. This will be Moose.
Oh.
Because Pete wasn't here an hour ago.
Right. It's complex, isn't it?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, here's the sport from an hour ago with Moose.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams. West Ham's major problem was their summer recruitment, according to a former manager. 11 players came in over the summer, yet West Ham a third bottom, and yesterday's 3-0 defeat to Southampton was their fifth in six games and fourth in a row. Former West Ham boss Harry Redknapp spoke earlier with our sister station Talk Sport.
I'm not even sure who some of them are. You know, you do look at them at the moment and suddenly think, well, who's he? Where's he come from? Slaven's got to pick himself up as well. You know, and if he walks in this morning looking like, you know, the world's coming to an end, then the players are not going to get a lift. But I'm sure he won't. He's a great lad and I'm sure he'll come in this morning brighten himself up.
The Burnley boss Sean Dyche insists he doesn't hold a grudge against former club Watford, who goes up against tonight in the Premier League. Dyche was sacked in 2012, shortly after the Pozzo family became their owners. League 2 Lake Norrington have sacked manager Andy Hessenthaler. They were beaten 3-1 at Notts County on Saturday. And in rugby, former Bath Rugby Union boss Mike Ford has joined the coaching staff at Toulon. Previously, he had worked with England.
No.
That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
All of that could have changed because that's an hour old due to the pre-recorded nature of the sport. Ben's gone on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
That was Moose for an hour ago.
Yep.
And Pete, who's about going to do the rest of the sport, didn't get around to doing it. Is that right? Is that basically summed it up?
Well, he may have done it. He may not have filed it. Or he could just, maybe he couldn't be bothered. I don't know.
Fine.
I'll ask him.
Not wise thing to do that, is it? Right then. So, let's crack on with the show. It's 6 minutes past one. This is Afternoons on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Can you pass the salad, please?
Oh, that's a glorious pass. Straight through the gap, find some space next to the butter.
If you're a Sky TV customer obsessed with football, upgrade now to Sky Sports and get 3 months for half price with no contract. You'll get more football than ever, 126 live Premier League matches and new goals and highlights on your phone. All half price for 3 months.
He's picked up the loose bread, feeds it through to the small child.
Search Sky Sports offer. Sky, believe in better. New Sky Sports customers only. 31 days notice to cancel. Further terms apply.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome to you as we embark on a journey marked Friday afternoon. I'm feeling really down and I pooed myself on the bus. Are we simply seeing the slow decline of a peculiar man? Is there anything in it, or is he mad?
If you don't like it, I'll take off my earphones and leave.
He is mad. In fact, he crashed his helicopter in my back garden a few years ago.
Their breakfast show decided to light one of Alan Brazil's burps.
They're often in my thoughts, and I wish the both of them very well.
Right, have you been listening to the show all week? We know that God speaks to mad people in dreams. How else do you explain Noel Edmonds talking to cats?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, hello then, and good afternoon to you. Welcome to what appears to be passing for a Monday. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons, as, like William and Kate in Canada, we now wave at the next 3 hours, although in our case it's not been funded by the taxpayer. Ah, yes, the Royals, of course, are on tour in Canada. Weird people, mostly inbred, suspicious of outsiders, and they've gone on a visit to Canada. But here we are, right here, right now, to coin the phrase of a recently dumped Fatboy Slim, who is right now not there with Zoe Ball. But speaking of him, I can tell you that our weapon of choice between now and 4 o'clock, and I know you're wondering, is the usual ill-thought-out array of radio features of dubious quality that will, unlike Prince George with the Canadian Prime Minister, reach out of your radio and happily high-five you in the ears. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. I expect you are desperate to be informed as to just what's coming up on today's showgram. Well, of course, as you, regular listener, would have any right to expect, Headline Hijack is on the way in this hour. You are cordially invited to make up a news story in your head using words that you profess to know and understand. All you have to do that after that is get those words out of your head using some, I don't know, writing medium, write the story down and send it to us, probably via text or Twitter, for inclusion in the actual news at 2 p.m. We call it Headline Hijack. What you're aiming your made-up news story at is Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
It's the second most valuable job of that mouth, apparently, is to say the news. That's what it says in the toilets. Still, nothing. Most believe what the mouth says, but there is a fib in the 2 p.m. bulletin, a fib, a fabrication and a fake. And then those who don't hear us set it up in this hour, of course, will tune in at 2 o'clock and naturally believe your lie as a fact. It's Headline Hijack. The number to send your nonsense to is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Also this hour, we'll induct another inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club. It's the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone, whatever the reason, then simply come on the radio and tell us why, and you could be on the receiving end of one of these glittering prizes.
A Talk Sport radio mug.
Yes.
Gifts. I've been told to say that they're gifts.
Correct.
Times.
Yeah. Correct.
A TalkSport radio, TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes.
That we've nicked from the kitchen.
Yes.
A Metro.
A copy of the Metro. That's
a copy of the Metro.
For clarity, that's not an underground system.
No.
We're not giving away that.
An old copy as well. Not even up to date. It's an old copy of the Metro.
Yeah.
That I would have scrawled some Headline Hijacks on.
Okay.
We've also got some haikus on.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Yeah. We've also got a calendar,
Colin Murray calendar. Talk Sport calendar that's out of date because he's left.
He's not here anymore.
That's right. And we got them out of a skip.
Yeah. We've got your book as well. Are you still giving it out?
Probably,
or? Yeah.
Copy of my new book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. Signed by any author you want. Yeah, I'll sign it, but it'll be any author's name that you want.
I've
already done a J.R. Hartley and a Jeffrey Archer, by the way. For people who wanted it.
Yeah, and we got a colander as well, haven't we? John Holmes colander.
Yes, that's because in an email asking for a calendar, there was a typo. So now what we're stuck with is a load of pound shop colanders. But I will write Talk Radio on them with a Sharpie. Anyway, those gifts could be yours. Gifts?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to take part in Lonely Lunch Club, there's an email. If you are lunching alone, email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There will also be drunk people here. but on tape, because over the weekend we went out onto the streets to find the drunk people falling out of clubs and pubs and bars, and we asked them for their opinion on the week's news. It's a vox pop with added alcohol, hence we call it Alco Vox Pop. Work experience punditry. So who's in today now? Who is it?
Sophie,
doing TV. Oh, fine. Right, yeah. Sophie's in today, returning to stare hard at all things television. There is, as Aidan kind of tried to mention, the news in haikus, the day's big stories, tackled through the obvious medium of Japanese poetry. That'll be happening this afternoon as well. We'll also find out what the people think today. This is by going, sending a crack team of reporters outside to shove microphones into people's faces this very afternoon to very much take the pulse of the nation. What do the people think today? Do they think cranes or punch bags? Find out later. There's the diversity paper review as today Mark, who is a brown diversity, comes in to help us meet our diversity targets. There's the big debate at three. We'll have foreign news live from somewhere foreign as our foreign correspondent talks to us in foreign, and we bring you hot guest action as comedians Adam Hess and Rhys Jones join us for some reason. Plus, Laurie is angry when Brandon cuts a deal with rival Jesse when a left-behind stuffed moose causes problems. Oh, no. No, sorry, that's not this show. That's Storage Hunters on Dave. I've done it again. I've confused this show in the afternoons on Talk Radio with Storage Hunters on Dave, which is an easy mistake to... Anyway, speaking of Daves that hunt, Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy.
Ahoy there. He's Freshers Week's over, so he's taking a well-earned rest. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Oh, no, miserable window today.
What? What'd she say?
She's through the miserable window. Marta's on the buttons today. Marta.
Hiya.
Hello there. Victoria, how's the news?
Yeah.
Paid intern Cornelius has got a day off. He's run away to join ISIS. So instead, Aidan is... Hello, Aidan.
Hi.
Aidan's here.
I'm always here, I swear, in some capacity or another.
Yes.
I'm kind of getting...
It's annoying, really.
Yeah.
Good, so Aidan's here...
For me as well.
Filling, yes, I know. That's what I meant. Filling in the gap, the easy gap, frankly, left by Cornelius. I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio in the afternoons 1 till 4 thing from Talk Radio. Right, 1:15, good afternoon, we'll start with some music. Def Leppard on your Talk Radio. And why on earth would I be playing Def Leppard on a primarily, let's face it, altogether completely speech radio station at 1:16 in an afternoon? Why would I be playing Def Leppard? It's a question that I know producer Dave is itching to ask via some form or other. I don't know how he wants to ask me at all, but
might give you a call, John.
Oh, okay, fine.
You got your phone with you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, give me a shout by all means. Ask me any question you like about it.
Okie dokie. Just turn up. Diamond the number.
Just enjoy this.
Animal.
Enjoy this while you.
Just diamond. They've got a good signal here, haven't
they? Oh, it's ringing. It's not making a noise.
That's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, alright, hang on.
Not radio good.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hi, Dave. Why are you calling?
A couple of things, really. Had a good weekend.
It's all right, thanks. Yeah, fine.
Been fired from anything this weekend?
No more than usual, no.
No, just the usual.
Yeah.
So you've been a decent building. Fine, so.
Yeah, fine.
Cool. I was just listening to Talk Radio, actually.
Oh, yeah.
On my digital radio.
Yeah.
And online. And just wondered why you're playing Def Leppard's Animal at 116 on... What is, let's face it, a primarily speech radio station?
Yeah, thanks for calling. Well, if you put the phone down, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Fine. Oh, the reason I'm playing Def Leppard's Animal on a primarily speech radio station...
Oh, hi.
...is because of today's big story.
Oh!
I'll explain in a moment. I'll explain it.
It's Def Leppard.
Today's big story, Dave. That's why. Today's big story. What's today's big story? Anyone?
Animals, dogs, cats, badgers.
Talking to animals, maybe?
No, it's Wills and Kate.
Noel Edmonds.
It's Wills and Kate. On all the front of all the papers today. Today's big story.
They can talk to animals?
No. Name some animals.
Tiger.
No.
Beaver.
No. Yeah, yes. Name some more.
Still not sure what game we're playing, but I'm glad I got a point.
Otter.
Possibly.
Moose.
Yes!
Because Ben's on holiday and Pete Abbott didn't bother.
And Moose is doing the sport?
Moose doing the sport.
No. It's because a moose is a Canadian animal. Well, another North America, but it lives in Canada.
Canada.
Yeah. As does the beaver.
Mm.
So you were right.
No.
Yeah. So next we will be talking about their visit to Canada. That's why I played animal, because a moose is an animal. Thank you, Aidan. Right. Cass is through the glass. Asprod Cass is through the miserable window.
Yeah, I'll get you a guess.
Thank you very much. Right, 19 minutes past one. We'll talk to somebody about Wills and Kate next. I'm guessing some kind of royal correspondent.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Five for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut?
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Request-A-Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, at the moment, if you're going London bound on the M4, you will still find it very slow. It's due to an earlier accident that has now been cleared. That's between Junction 5 at Langley and Junction 4B. We had congestion there, still ongoing to Junction 6 at the Windsor turnoff, but all lanes have reopened. Through Northamptonshire, the M1 southbound got a broken down lorry between Junction 16 and Junction 15A at the Northampton turnoff. The M1 South Yorkshire, one lane is still closed off, broken down vehicle there between Junctions 31 and Junction 30.
The boldest, baddest, baldest man in radio is back.
We'll meet again. I know when. 'Cause I know we'll standing in for Delaney.
James Whale takes the wheel for Sam Delaney this Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday afternoon at Drive from 4. The Whale rides again on Talk Radio.
'Cause I know Whale's standing in for Delaney.
Everything else is just small fry.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And just ahead of today's big story, Aidan has been collecting some of your reactions. Aidan's in today. Some reactions, Aidan, I think, have been coming in. Am I right? You can react to Talk Radio, of course, on 8722.
Start raising
my hand. That's Aidan on Twitter. What's been coming in?
Deborah.
Yep.
She says, why do the Royals never come to Wivenhoe? We've got a lovely sawmill here.
It's a good
and,
point.
Sarah says, I like Kate. She's just like me.
Good. Thomas has texted in, by the way, saying Aidan is an excellent replacement for Cornelius Mendes because he can't read either. If you live in a place that the Royals haven't been, then why not get in touch and tell us? Just like, who was it?
Deborah.
Yeah. In where?
From Wivenhoe.
Wivenhoe. Right. If you live in a place where the Royals haven't been, then do let us know this afternoon on the usual number, 8722. And what we'll do is we'll compile an utterly pointless list of where the Royals haven't been.
Okay.
For absolutely no reason. Yeah. It's but that does bring us to today's big story. As we know, William and Kate have gone to Canada, and many of the front pages of today's papers, especially concerned with what type of dress she wore. Of course, Royals on tour is nothing new. There's a long history of them going around the world, visiting the Commonwealth and the relatives of all the people that they killed during the white European colonisation of the 18th and 19th centuries. Now, though, of course, we call it a visit rather than a war. And gone are the days of touring excess, when Royals on tour would hold those legendary parties backstage full of dwarves carrying royal food such as swans and pandas on silver platters. Or when Prince Charles on tour in 1983 would get his servants to throw televisions out of hotel bedroom windows. The modern royal tour is different. Or is it? Well, on the line to discuss it and tell us about it is Richard Fitzwilliams, who is, among many other things, a royal commentator. Good afternoon, Richard.
Hello, John. You're talking about royal tours.
Yes.
Straight into the style wars, because I think that's what you really wanted to discuss.
Is this the dress story, Richard? The dress?
And Sophie Gregoire Trudeau, the wife of the Canadian Prime Minister.
Right.
Well, I'm just looking at the press in front of me. The point was apparently that Kensington Palace didn't inform the Canadians what colour Kate was going to wear when she arrived, to be greeted, of course, by Justin and Sophie Gregoire Trudeau, until a few days ago. So that meant that Kate was wearing blue, a absolutely gorgeous Jenny Packham, I have to say, and Sophie Gregoire was wearing purple. The clash doesn't seem that grim to me.
Not me either. I mean, I'm no expert, but I don't see what's wrong with blue and purple.
Well, in the Daily Mail it says, Kate Middleton wins first round of outfit war with Canada's First Lady.
Is that an actual thing? I mean,
one to Kate in the fashion face-off.
Right, Richard, are they right? Because they're calling it a war. I mean, I thought those days were over, as we've just been talking about, when we went to war with the Commonwealth and countries in order to own them. Is this a new style of war?
a new style of war, but it is more constructive because both Kate and Sophie Trudeau know very well that what they wear does have an effect on the high street. So, you know, whether what Charlotte wears, what George wears, yeah. There's no doubt it's very helpful to the fashion industries, but it also is full of plenty of colour and fun. And when with Justin Trudeau, I mean, someone like that with a tattoo as he has, as well as a somewhat colourful past, very unconventional politician, just like his father, who you may recall in the 1970s was filmed doing a pirouette behind the Queen. I don't want to get on camera doing that, do you?
Yeah, well, I don't. Maybe that should be a thing. Maybe the Queen should get a tattoo as well in order. Do we know, has the Queen ever had any tattoos? I mean, we wouldn't necessarily get to see it if it was on, you know, a buttock or something.
But I would hope no. I would most certainly hope, A, you wouldn't get to see it, and B, no such question would arise. That's left to either the very young or sometimes, I seem to remember, to elderly BBC presenters.
Correct, yes. Yeah, John Humphrey's got one, didn't he? and I think Jenny Murray from Woman's Hour had a tattoo as well.
Well, there's nothing wrong with them. But
why can't the Queen have one then? Is there a rule?
Not quite. The damn thing lacks dignity. Not real, you see. You've got to have a certain je ne sais quoi, to use some French. Because remember, this Canadian tour, it's going to be lots of fun and going into the woods.
Right. Is it fun in the woods, in your experience?
Well, I've just seen Blair Witch. So I have to say, when it comes to horror movies, I'm a film critic too, and they scare me to bits. The answer's no.
No.
In this particular case, it will be the excuse for a rather relaxed and... Well, I mean, the Royals can relax on tour. Think of the old days, and just think now, when they were last in Canada, 25 years ago, that dragon boat race. Well, William beat Kate there, and then when they went to New Zealand, they sailed, and then Kate beat William, and then they went to Bhutan, and they tried to shoot arrows at targets, and they both missed, as I remember. Yeah, so we'll see a bit of fun, some canoeing and cycling and so on.
Yes, it's like the Royal Olympics in many ways, isn't it? It's fascinating. Here's a question for you. So you're talking about the historical nature of this. You know, have things changed that much? You know, back in Queen Victoria's day, basically, you know, because they get gifted things, don't they, when they go on tour, these royals, and you know, you'd come back with, and I went to India, and all I came back with was a rapid expansion of British power and direct or indirect control of all the land T-shirt. And I wonder if things have changed in the gift arena. What are they getting as gifts?
The gift arena is actually rather fascinating because several years ago they had a display of the gifts given to the royals. Incidentally, they are they're given to members of the royal family, but these are not their personal possessions. They are, so to speak, the possessions of the state. But they were put on a show, and it was very interesting. You had some beautiful ones, for example, the Amritsar Temple from India. Something was absolutely gorgeous. Or there was a dhal from the Middle East, the regime that... I can't remember which country it was. I think it was Bahrain.
Yes.
Nonetheless, it was lovely, but you could see some... There was a dreadful piece of abstract art from Finland, and the worst of all was President Pompidou giving a wine cooler... looked like a gigantic grasshopper, 1972, to Prince Philip.
Now, I tell you what, that's classic Pompidou, isn't it? Absolutely. What a terrible gift giver he is. Very quickly, you said the gifts are belong to us rather than the royals. They belong to the state. So if I went along to Buckingham Palace and asked for a look through the gift cupboard, I could take one of them.
I don't think you could take one. I think the thing would be that you may recall there was a hiccup where it was claimed that staff were selling gifts some years ago, and there was a report that looked into this. The point is, the gifts are kept, and occasionally some of them are put on show, and I should think some of them are hidden. I mean, what do you give those who have everything? They're obviously tokens. The whole point is to, well, not do what I think it was President Obama who gave to Gordon Brown. There were CDs of films, but he couldn't play them on his, what was then, I think, video players. The thing is to make it something that's appropriate and something that links with a happy angle to the past. I mean, sometimes when visitors come and look around the Royal Collection when they go to Buckingham Palace, they see, you know, what is deemed interesting and historically interesting. You don't want to embarrass your guests, so when French president comes, I think it was President Sarkozy, and the Waterloo Chamber at Windsor Castle... is renamed for the day. You've got to do that sort of thing.
Richard there on the phone talking us through the Royal Tour. Thank you, Richard. Excellent. Barely any idea what he was talking about. But anyway, if you have an opinion on the Royals and the Royal Tour, get in touch, 87222.
Tell me this one.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
In the next half an hour, we will meet a lonely lunch clubber. Somebody who is a lonely, what lunch? If it's you, get in touch. And of course, there's a small matter of headline hijack. But now, just after 1:30, Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says under a Labour government, everyone will earn enough money to live on. Speaking at the party's conference in Liverpool, he says forecasts suggest more than £10 an hour. Mr McDonnell told delegates the new living wage review body would be charged with the task of setting a level needed for a decent life.
Under the next Labour government, everyone will earn enough to live on. When we win the next election, we will write into law a real living wage.
A court's heard how the impact of the Alton Towers Smiler rollercoaster crash was similar to a 90-mile-an-hour car accident. Theme park operator Merlin's been told it's facing a fine of up to £10 million for health and safety breaches. Detectives searching for Ben Needham on the Greek island of Kos say their optimistic new excavation work will provide answers. It's thought the toddler may have been crushed to death by a digger when he went missing in 1991. Virgin train workers are set to strike for 24 hours in a row over pay and conditions. The RMT union says staff on the East Coast line will walk out next Monday. And police investigating reports of an assault in a car discovered two zombies. Officers were called out to the M62 in Greater Manchester yesterday, where they were presented with two actors on their way to a job in full costume, including fake blood. The weather, rain across Wales and the southwest, spreading across southern and central Britain during the day, arriving in southern Scotland later. A dry day elsewhere with some sunny spells, highs of 17 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Not, I mean, when you, I perked up at the word discovered zombies, mm-hmm. thinking you really genuinely had a scoop for once, and you were about to announce the apocalypse and the end of the world and the zombie invasion.
I might have led with that if that was true, John. Think about it.
Could you lead with that next time?
No.
Just lead with that.
The zombie story.
Yeah.
Which isn't the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Not leading on that.
Okay. But I perked up, but then I perked back down again when it transpired that it was just two blokes in a car. Is that right?
A man and a woman.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're like back
said,
in your place.
I perked down and I didn't really listen to the details. Thanks, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news there. Now, Victoria's news is shorter than usual, isn't it? I don't know whether you've noticed that. It's a minute. She's shaved, Victoria, a minute off her news. Her bulletins are noticeably smaller. And at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, we have to fill more time because of this. We don't get any of her money for doing it. So it makes sense for her to fill up, to pack that time back in again. And we've started doing that around 2:30, haven't we, Victoria? That's nice. Because you do a showbiz report into Sam Delaney's programme. We don't need a showbiz report or want one. So we've decided, because you like little cutesy animals, don't at the end of the news. Look, there's a dog in a swing. That sort of thing, don't you? You love
that
all that.
Happened. Buddy was in distress.
Yeah, but he was fine at the end, wasn't he?
Yeah, because he got rescued.
Yeah. Anyway, you like those stories, little animal stories, don't you? Oh, there's a skateboarding duck in Great
I haven't found a skateboarding duck, so stop mentioning it. That's not a news story. Buddy in the swing was a news story.
All right. Well, today, because I know you like animal stories, obviously we're doing animal stories one day, vegetable, then mineral.
Yeah, but vegetable and mineral is so rubbish.
Yeah, well, today you're lucky because today's animal, because we did mineral on Friday.
Yeah.
So you'll be in your little element, won't you? Well, little elephant, if you want to use the animal name. Victoria's back in an hour with animal news. You are listening to Talk Radio and momentarily some headline hijacks.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comment on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, in around 20-odd minutes' time, there will be the headline. Well, there'll be the news. You've just heard some news coming out of Victoria there. Well, you may have done. I mean, I, as usual, zoned out. But there probably was some, and there will be some in, well, at 2 o'clock. And we'd like you, though, to make up a news story for that news bulletin. We call it Headline Hijack. The lines are open to get us your made-up news stories. Here are the numbers. 87222.
Time to talk.
A bit fast there, ain't it?
Slow it down a bit, mate.
Start. Your...
That's, you've gone too far.
Me in the middle.
Just trying to be a bit clever there.
Start your message with the word talk.
There you go.
The more fluent. The more fluid, yeah.
Look, like, Cornelius is off, right?
Mr. Carter. Yeah,
right, he's off. So you're in for him today. You're being him. You've been him before.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm. We'll just give you pointers as we go along. Mm. Essentially, if you could be a bit rubbish... And make your
well. That's easy.
Yeah, but you've got to make your eyes look in different directions and learn how to kiss from your own mother. Those are basically the ways to be Cornelius.
Okay, I'll give it a ring.
Okay, or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any words that you say.
Wash.
See,
I mean, you're channeling Cornelius now as well. Ginger producer Dave with us today. The regular listeners will know he's an occasional. He occasionally comes in due to the availability of students or not. Right, Headline Hijack is on the way.
Genuinely miss what you said because Cass was talking in my ears.
Fine.
But I can... I'll just sketch out what I think you said. It's fine. Almost certainly right.
Right, so, following Will... This is Headline Hijack, of course. Get your made-up news stories to us. And one of them will be in the news at 2 o'clock to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit of the programme. That is how Headline Hijack works. It's the people coming back from lunch, switch the radio on, first thing they hear is the news, and they believe it, but one of the stories is a lie. Right, following Kate and Will's arrival in Canada, this is from Dean. It has been reported... that they've now been offered ownership of the country by its Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Apparently
Scottish.
He is. He is. Descended from.
Trudeau.
Trudeau.
Apparently, Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, apparently remarked.
Justin Trudeau.
Donald, where's my Trudeauzers? See? Apparently remarked, I don't want it, it's just that, where was I? Oh yeah, ownership of the country. Wills and Kate have been offered ownership of the country. Ownership of Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. He remarked, Prime Minister, I don't want it, it's just a load of trees and snow and mountains. I'll be moving to LA, where at least you can go out in your shorts without getting frostbite. Sorry, Dean, I didn't really give that the, you know, I didn't do it justice, but, you know, good. Thanks for sending it. Right, Aidan, what have you got?
From Brian.
Brian.
There we go. Yep. Following Jason Kenney's marriage to Laura Trott, the couple have announced that they have already entered their future child into the 2036 Olympic Games.
Yep.
It is understood that the pair have decided to put their athletic genes to good use and hope to create a superhuman spawn that will dominate world athletics for the next 30 years.
Good, thank you very much. Who sent that in?
Brian.
Yeah. Go on, you might as well do one as you hear.
All right, thanks. This is from Debs.
Ginger producer Dave.
Welcome along, everyone. Here, this is from Debs. Thanks for this one. The owners of Yahoo have said they don't know how their users' details were able to be hacked back in 2014, as the company thought it had disbanded in 2009. Like everyone else in the world, at the time, the parent company of Yahoo thought it closed the website down, as everyone was using Google anyway.
Thank you very much, Debs. If you've got one, a made-up news story, somebody has to get theirs into the news at 2, and it could well be you. Next, we meet a lonely luncher. If you're lunching alone, get on the list, get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Hunt.
It's our job to find them and bring them to justice.
Shoot. Pawn.
Let me give you like $8.50, and I never pay people what it's worth.
Let's get straight to the point. Blaze is a new entertainment channel from the makers of Ice Road Truckers, with US smash hit crime series The First 48, the award-winning Mountain Men, and all new episodes of Pawn Stars, plus much more. That's tonight's TV sorted. Blaze, Freeview Channel 83.
I like cities and adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner?
One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Well, at the moment, if you're going London bound on the M4, you will still find it very slow. It's due to an earlier accident that has now been cleared. That's between Junction 5 at Langley and Junction 4B. We had congestion there, still ongoing to Junction 6 at the Windsor turn-off, but all lanes have reopened. Through Northamptonshire, the M1 southbound got a broken down lorry between Junction 16 and Junction 15A at the Northampton turn-off. The M1 South Yorkshire, one lane is still closed off, broken down vehicle there between Junctions 31 and Junction 30.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Lonely Lunch on the way as somebody will receive prizes.
Gifts.
Gifts, apparently, that we have to... Have you been briefed, Aidan, to correct me every time I say that we're giving away prizes?
Gifts.
Okay. So, a lot of news today. We've just been talking about the big story, of course, which is Wills and Kate over in Canada attempting to start a war. We know that many people are talking about Theresa May torpedoing Cameron's prime ministership, as it were. There's a lot of stuff in the news. Arnold Palmer, the golfing legend, of course, has died aged 87 after heart complications, which is a shame. But there's so much of the news. You can't help but notice when you look at it overall, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
You know, I can't. My head get around.
Yeah, Cornelius is back tomorrow. So we present to explain the current affairs. That's very complicated. What we like to do is drill down into the news to find out what's at the core of the story. And when you do that, it's in-depth analysis that is what we offer on Talk Radio in the afternoons between 1 and 4 on a weekday. And when you do drill down into the news, of course, what you end up with, what you find there at the bottom is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Today, the news in Hull Coos.
Fat Boy Slim splits from wife Zoe Ball again, eat, sleep, divorce, repeat.
News in Hull Coos. Hull Coos.
Hull Coos.
Yes. Eagle-eared listeners, regular listener, hello, will realise that that Asprod Cass, who is through the glass, through the miserable window, is doing the haikus today. I realise with her accent, it's probably really difficult to understand. So what we'll do, whenever you need a news in... She's from Hull. Whenever you hear a news in haikus, Hull Coos, you just press the red button on the front of your radio and your little screen there will display a translation into English of what Cass actually says. Right. It's a little service we are providing. This is the same screen, by the way. And thank you for your continued sending of photographs. It's the same screen that threatens you if you're listening to this on DAB, because our slogan for the station is, of course, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. But unfortunately, that doesn't fit on the screens on DAB radios. So it actually says, Talk Radio. We'll get you. It's very threatening. Someone sent me a photograph this morning of one that said, it was threatening, but then sort of nice again, because it just went... It just went, Talk Radio, we'll get you, tar.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
That's excellent.
Oh, no.
Never say we're not polite.
It would never be said. Anyway, on the telephone now is today's Lonely Luncheon. Now, Lonely Lunch Club is this. It's a hall. It's a hallowed hall. It's a Tupperware hall. It's of despair. It's the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Its doors are made of mouldering pita bread, and each day we kick them open to induct another inductee in there. All you need to do to get into the Tupperware Hall of Despair is to be eating lunch alone for whatever the reason at all. It doesn't matter. The reason is not important, right? It doesn't matter. Come on the radio, tell us why you're lunching alone. We will attempt to make you fewer lonely with idle chit-chat, as though we were a friend or colleague that you don't know very well. On the phone today is our latest inductee. He's called Seb. Good afternoon, Seb.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, Seb?
Not too bad, thanks. Good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Good small talk start. Well done.
Thank you.
Where are? Welcome again. Where are you, Seb? And what do you do?
I'm in Barnet. I'm at home.
Yep.
I'm a part-time music technician at a school, so I'm not working today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, part-time, what kind of technician did you say?
Music.
A music technician.
At a secondary school.
Okay, so do they only need music tech on every other day? How does that work, Seb?
I don't know. I'm only in part-time. They only want me part-time. They don't want me all the time.
Yeah.
I could do it all the time, but I'd rather not.
No, well, that's fair. That's fair enough. I was going to say, you could. You see, you're your own worst enemy, because if you... Presumably you are a skilled and good music technician, so would that be fair to say?
I like to think so.
Yes.
I tell myself that every morning.
Very good. In the mirror.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you see, if you did your job slightly fewer well, right, you would find that they'd need you every day, wouldn't they? Because the music tech that you tech wouldn't be fixed. And so you'd go, right, I'm not in on Monday, but I'm going to have to come in on Monday because I teched music and the music broke. And I need to come in and tech it. Here. So you are doing yourself out of work by being skilled, is what I'm saying.
I need to get worse then, is that?
Yes.
Is that how it's... Okay.
Yeah, just deliberately wire some music up the wrong way, and then they'll call you and go, we're trying to do the music, and there's a wire out of the music, it's hanging out the back of the music, and then you go, oh, I know what that is. I'll have to come in, though, and that's an hourly fee, and they go, okay, fine.
Some overtime.
Yeah, so you go in, and then you wire the music back incorrectly, and then, hey presto, quid's in, Seb!
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm glad I called in.
Yeah. Although you did say, of course, that you didn't really want to go in every day. So why? Is it hateful?
No, it's not hateful. It's just, you know, I've got other things I'd rather be doing, maybe.
Well, what sort of things, then?
Oh, other music stuff that isn't technician stuff.
Ah, but music stuff.
Musicking. Right. Actually musicking.
Musicking. Yeah. So are you a music maker, Seb?
I am. I'm a music maker. I'm a musician. I'm a music maker. Good. I make music.
And what genre music would we find? Should we visit your musical Facebook page or whatever it is that you're promoting?
Oh, all sorts. You can find all sorts. There's classical music, there's pop music,
yep.
There's funk and jazz and whatever.
Okay.
Whatever you fancy.
So are you session music or are you like out there doing your own music?
Both.
You've got it all cornered, haven't you? You've got all the market, your music technicianing.
Fingers in all my musical pies I have.
Yeah.
Fingers in everything.
Yeah. Well, a lot of musicians would say the same, particularly in the 60s and 70s. So what, I mean, how long have you been musicking, Seb?
Oh, a long, long time. Too long to remember.
Right. We'll move on from that then, if you're not going to answer it. Why are you eating alone, Seb? Why? Surely the world of the music men and women is one, a whirlwind of backstage parties and dwarves with platters of cocaine, surely.
That was the weekend.
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of having a slow day today.
Yeah. So what, are you lunching at home? I mean, I don't want to pry, but do you live alone or do you...
I live with my parents, as most musicians do.
Yes. It's fair, yeah. Good. And what do they make of your... do they shout upstairs going, turn it down, Seb?
Sometimes they ask to turn it up, which is nice. But a lot of the time it is, yeah, shut up. Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are they out? Your parents have gone out, have they?
Yeah, well, my mum's gone up with my sister somewhere to a uni open day.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My dad is working.
Is he?
I'm not home alone. I've got the dog for company there.
That's all. That's fine. With the Lonely Lunch Club, we totally allow pets. Pets don't count as... They are company, but for the purposes of this, they don't count as company. Yeah. And technically, you could eat it for lunch if you wanted to.
Which
brings me on to the next question, which we have to ask every inductee into the Lonely Lunch Tupperware Hall of Despair. What are you having, or what have you had for lunch, Seb?
Well, when this call is over, I'm probably going to go downstairs and make something bacon-related.
Bacon-related.
Bacon in it. Good. Yeah. I'm not sure what yet, but bacon. Any suggestions? Any other things?
Well, I mean, you could. It depends whether you want to go classic or fancy. I mean, you could go bacon sandwich.
I could, yeah. I mean, that's... that is a great idea.
It is a great idea. You can only, though, and do get the rules right with this, you can only have a bacon sandwich with thick white bread. Right? None of brown bread and wholemeal bread does not work with bacon sandwiches. And anyone who says it does is a git. Right?
I agree.
It's only white bread, the bacon sandwich. Well, Aidan, why are you shaking your head?
That is... Oh, God.
What?
What, you only... Oh.
You only eat bacon sandwich with white bread?
No, no.
Yes.
Whole bit, nice bit of wholemeal.
Don't come around here with your diversity targets in bread.
disgusting.
Not even a bit of a sort of a seeded loaf, no?
Not with bacon. Yes, ordinary. With toast, fine. Right, with other sandwiches, like a salad, a ham salad sandwich, with a little wholemeal, or the toasted, the seeded, absolutely fine. Bacon sandwich, thick white bread, Aidan.
Fine. I like to think I'm a bit classier than you, John.
No, you just don't understand. Too young to understand how the world works.
John didn't have brown bread when he was young. My stunted his growth slightly. Didn't get all the nutrients.
Yeah, well, that's racist as well, isn't it? So, Seb, you could go back up and say you could go bacon sandwich. You could go bacon sandwich. Or you could go bacon-related carbonara, couldn't you? If you were feeling adventurous. Bit of carbonara, bit of bacon in there. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I suppose Aidan probably wants wholemeal pasta or something.
Well, I was going to say, go continental, pasta. Get a croque monsieur. There we are.
Oh, cheese toasty.
There we go.
Like ham, bacon.
That's not bacon,
toasty.
That's ham.
It's bacon and cheese toasty.
You've got a bacon in it, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a a croque monsieur is ham and cheese. You can't. I'm not arguing you can't put bacon in a toasty, but then it's a toasted cheese and bacon sandwich, Aidan.
It's a croque monsieur.
Yeah. No, a croque monsieur. Croque monsieur, by the way, is, I think you'll find, a cheese and ham toasted thing. A croque madame would have an egg on it.
Mm, you're right.
Right? But you can't put bacon in a croque monsieur. Then it's just a bacon and...
It's the croque bacon.
You're like a monster, Aidan.
The croque monsieur is a baked or fried boiled ham and cheese sandwich.
Oh,
I know ham is related to bacon.
Yeah, same animal, isn't it?
Yes, it's the same animal, but it's not the same sandwich, which is the point of the conversation.
Pig and cheese, isn't it?
Anyway, we're just trying to help Seb. Does any of those take your fancy? Obviously not that muck Aidan's peddling.
No, well, if it's going to be a bacon sandwich, it will be with white bread.
Yes.
You're all heathens. I can't.
What sort? What?
You're right, Dave.
What sauce, though?
Oh, hello, Danny Baker.
Don't give it a...
just a bit of butter.
Oh, bacon. No.
Cut him off,
no, no, Seb, no.
Cut him off.
You can't just go, but you've got to go brown or tomato.
Well, it would be tomato if I had sauce.
Tomato if you had sauce, yeah, okay. Mm. I think we've got an insight into Seb's life. Seb.
What does that say about me as a person? Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, don't worry, it's fine. You're still here, you're still inducted into, you know, I mean, you've alienated each and every one of us through a different way here, but... But you still get to choose a Lonely Lunch Club prize.
Yeah, gift.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I've got to call them gifts because we're not allowed to call them prizes for
gift.
Yes, we're not allowed to call them prize.
Gift.
I don't win anything. I just
You don't win anything. You just get a prize. You get
gift.
You don't win a prize. You get a prize.
I don't
gift.
Feel like I
deserve like a zoo if you were hooking a duck. You don't win it. You just get one anyway.
Yeah.
It's like a radio lunch-based version of Hook a Duck. Just cast your loneliness onto the radio. Hook a prize.
Gift.
Hook a gift. Here's the gifts that are available. Here we go.
Ooh, we've got a rather nice...
So I think we've got little jingles for this, haven't we?
Ooh.
No, because no one's bothered lining them up today. All right, OK, Aidan, what are they?
We've got a nice Talk Sport mug.
Yes.
Stolen from the kitchen.
Correct. Talk Sport mug, stolen from the kitchen.
We've
next.
Got a Talk Sport 2.
Yes.
Mug, stolen from the kitchen.
Correct. One of them is even clean, Seb. Go on.
We've got a Talk Radio mug.
Yeah, stolen from Denny's office because there's a box of them behind his chair.
We've got...
He's our boss.
A Colin Murray calendar. Not stolen, out of date.
Well, out of the skip because Colin Murray left, so we rescued them.
Got a John Holmes book.
Yes.
That he will sign.
I wrote a book. Why are you talking like Captain Kirk?
I don't know. I'm trying to be con, but...
Right. I wrote a book. It's called A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. You can have a copy of that. I will sign it with any author's name you like.
It's a very good book, Seb. I've read it, and however much it pains me to say it, it is actually good. So you
I haven't read it, Seb, so I can't comment either way.
Right. And if you want, I'll scrawl some haikus on the new Metro newspaper, an old Metro newspaper for you, and we'll send it to you in the post.
Or you can, because of the calendar that Colin Murray has, or had, we emailed asking for a John Holmes calendar. There was a typo in the email. We ended up with, I'm going to be honest, quite a few colanders that cost £1 each, which we will write the words Talk Radio on with a Sharpie. Which of those prize gifts would you like to choose, Seb?
I like the idea of the Metro.
The Metro?
With the haikus.
Excellent.
The haikus, sorry.
They're Hulkers today because Cass is doing a Hull accent. But anyway, Seb, congratulations. You have indeed got a Metro with some badly written haikus scrawled on them in pen as a prize, as a gift.
Gift!
Right, fine. Seb, thank you very much. That's Seb there on the radio. Now, there is the small matter of today's headline hijack. Of course, we need a winner to get into the... into the news at 2 o'clock. Headline hijack then. It is very much there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. Of course, they don't hear us set this up. They don't hear us tell of the lie that will be in the news, which is coming next. They get back to their desk after lunch, switch the radio on, hear the news, believe it to be true because it's the news, but no, there is a made-up news story in the 2 p.m. bulletin each day. We call it Headline Hijack. Let's have the name of today's Victor or Victoress.
Mm. Barry from Barnsley.
That would be quite good if you'd be called Victor, actually, there, wouldn't it?
But yeah.
Barry from Barnsley.
Yeah.
Great. Barry is in Barnsley. Congratulations. Made-up news story in the news next. After that, Sophie will be here for Work Experience Punditry, for she has a look at the television from over the weekend. I think that's what's going on. Plus, we have
very odd sentence structure.
I know. I tried to remember what she was reviewing, and I didn't. Was that obvious?
Yeah, you moved a lot of adjectives and verbs around into the wrong sort of places.
More than happy with that.
Has Con's absence really destabilised the ship this much that we're all just?
Oh no, this is better. This is better than normal.
Yeah,
this is fine.
This is really top quality stuff.
You should hear it on a bad day. Right, all of that next. Plus, we'll have comedy guests later. Reece Jones, who's coming in? Adam Hess and Reece Jones.
James.
What did I say? Did I say Jones?
Jones.
I meant James.
You went on Welsh stereotype, didn't you?
I was, yeah. Pretty honest.
Reece is probably called,
you're called Jones. Yeah. Yeah. It's true, actually. That's
Reece
exactly
James
what
and Adam Hess off of Twitter.
Okay, fine.
Very funny.
They're coming in to talk to us before the show is out. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Talk
Radio. We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous loan arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place, subject to status and lending criteria, for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Request a Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's 1 minute past 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour promised new living wage, Russia hits back over Syria, and zombies are arrested.
Talk Radio.
The Shadow Chancellor's been setting out plans to ensure what's been called a real living wage for workers. John McDonald's told the party's conference in Liverpool that under a Labour government, everybody would earn enough money to live on around £10 an hour. He's also promised to crack down on tax avoidance.
The next stage will be to develop the legislation and international agreements needed to close tax havens and end tax abuse. And I'll give you this assurance. When we go back into government, we'll make sure HMRC has the staffing, the resources and the legal powers to close down the tax avoidance industry that has grown up so aggressively in this country.
The owner of Alton Towers has been told to expect a fine of at least £10 million for a roller coaster crash, which left two teenagers needing leg amputations. Merlin Attraction says it's brought in 30 changes since it happened to improve safety. Moscow's reacted angrily to suggestions it's committing war crimes in Syria's civil war. It says comments from Britain and America could harm the US-Russia brokered ceasefire. The warning comes as Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is visiting a refugee camp on the Turkey-Syria border. A 24-hour strike is due to be held on Virgin Trains East Coast next Monday. The RMT union says 200 jobs are under threat. Virgin says it will run a full timetable. And police investigating reports of an assault in a car discovered two actors dressed as zombies. Officers were called out to the M62 in Greater Manchester yesterday. The man and woman were on their way back from work dressed as extras. Everything was fine though. The TV show's director Peter McKinnon says it's not the first time this has happened.
We had a guy called Steve who once drove home to the Wirral with his eye hanging out. Just unfortunate that Diane and Steve, somebody, you know, like a concerned member of the public, phoned up the police just to check that everything was okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain across Wales and the southwest, spreading.
His eye was hanging out.
Not his actual eye, but a
pretend eye. What sort of eye do you mean?
Pretend eye. No. John was just pointing downwards.
No.
Yes, you were. And that's not what I was referring to. They were dressed as zombies.
Okay.
So a fake eye.
Fake eye.
Yeah. Right. You done?
I think so.
I'm sure he is.
Rain across Wales and the southwest, spreading across southern and central Britain.
During the day.
Arriving in southern Scotland later. A dry day elsewhere with some sunny spells.
Highs of 17 degrees.
Victoria, thank you very much. That's Victoria the News. She's back in half an hour with animal news.
I don't want to do it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah, but you've got to. So
I might just not do
you've
it.
You've got to do it.
I'm not going to.
It's your
to.
Job.
No, that isn't my job.
Yeah, but you do a show.
Maybe I should get paid more because you're making me do more work.
No, because you don't have to do much work because your bulletins have been shaved down.
No, but sometimes it requires a lot of effort to write things in a short and concise way.
Well, why don't you then just do the normal bulletin, but just stop at midway through a word, if necessary, at 2 minutes?
Well, no, because that means doing what I used to do when I've already changed my working practices.
Right. I mean, sometimes you stop midway through a word because you can't say it properly.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out, John. Okay. You're such a delight.
That's Victoria. She will have the news throughout the afternoon. You are listening.
I don't want to.
Talk Radio. Who's got the sport now? Do we know? Is it
Pete Abbott? I said to him, yes. I was like, Pete, what happened to the sport? And he's like, what? There's meant to do sport. And I was like, yeah. He didn't realise.
Right, so he forgot he was supposed to do sport on the hour. Because he pre-records the sport, right? And Ben usually does it.
Yeah, so with Virgin, they don't have bulletins in the afternoon, so he thought it was just the same with us. And I was like, no,
right.
You have to do a bulletin.
Yeah. What would he do otherwise?
Well, he was eating a sandwich when I saw it.
What was on it? Was it ham or bacon and cheese?
It was beef.
What's that? A croc?
No, madame. A croc madame or monsieur is with ham, isn't it?
Yeah, we've done it.
All right, fine.
Yeah. Victoria there, across the programme.
I'm just like, you with my bulletins, so you don't listen to my news apart from when I mess up and apparently you hear that. So I don't bother to listen to what you do.
That's fair.
That's totally fair.
Here's Pete with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. The weekend's final Premier League game takes place at Turf Moor tonight as Burnley face Watford. The match pits Burnley boss Sean Dyche against his former club. Watford are aiming for a third Premier League win in a row this evening. In rugby league, Wigan have announced that fullback Sam Tompkins will not play again this season and that skipper Sean O'Loughlin is almost certain to join him on the sidelines for the club's bid for grand final glory. The injuries are also likely to have major repercussions for England as they prepare for the 2016 Four Nations series. British tennis number two Heather Watson has confirmed the appointment of her new coach. South African former Grand Slam doubles finalist John Lafney de Jager will take over from Diego Veronelli, and former Bath rugby union boss Mike Ford has joined the coaching staff at French side Toulon. He's taken on the role of backs coach. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a poll has revealed that Kim Jong-un would actually be a more popular Labour Party leader than Jeremy Corbyn. The poll, which was carried out by North Korean state media in the UK, is the first piece of journalism that's been officially recognised by the British government.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Victoria with the news and Pete with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Today we bring on Tim Smith and we bring on Jenny Lee Grace for the first time this year. Have you got factoids?
I have.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Female balls are bigger than male balls.
Didn't know that.
How many British cars do you think live in a mature oak tree?
I would say 100.
40.
Gary, what do you say?
Well, Gary? 200, he says.
Well, Gary's the closest. 400,000.
Wow. Wow.
My goodness. That's incredible.
Balls.
If your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, remember Edward the Confessor is not your enemy.
In some parts of Canada, a person who is left-handed gives off about 260 pounds of oxygen annually.
9% of female bald eagles will skip breakfast daily.
We're going to talk about Janie's pants.
I have. Factoids.
Good afternoon, you are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, Monday afternoon, and we arrive at the door of work experience, not actual door, it's a metaphor really, but a work experience punditry, whereby a work experience is, I guess, road tested for the next generation with their critical reviewing skills, their broadcasting skills. Not putting too much pressure on Sophie here, are we? And today, work experience Sophie's here and she's looking at television for us. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Fine, thanks. Good. Is that you reviewing your reviewing skills when you say very good?
Yes.
Fine. Good. Just clearing that up. So, television, then, what have you been watching with your eyes?
Well, not so much new this week, but we'll go for the few new things that are on. National Treasure was the first thing.
Oh, yeah.
Channel 4, which was very good, about Paul Finchley, a retired famous comedian who is a national treasure, as the title suggests. And his life suddenly gets turned upside down when his world is shaken after the accusation of rape that date back to the 1990s.
So it's all a bit sort of drama based on Yew Tree.
Yes, it's quite serious,
yep,
but very good. And you don't really know who to believe. And there's a lot of twists and turns in it. And it's from his and his family's perspective, which is quite interesting.
Do we have a clip?
I think we do, yeah.
Here we go. This is National Treasure from Channel 4.
Oh, I'm well. Lighten things up. Coconuts. You look good. Yeah, I take Viagra before every stage performance these days. Put some colour in my cheeks. That and a very, very tight pants, of course. It's my secret.
Never could tell when you were joking.
Neither could most of the audience. You look tired.
Yeah. Marry that internet.
Well, it's not as if I was getting the award, is it?
And that's a clip from National Treasure on Channel 4. Robbie Coltrane there with Tim McInerney, I think. Tim McInerney.
Yeah.
So what did you make of it? Because it's a four-parter, isn't it?
Four-part. Yeah. It was good, actually. I thought it was quite interesting to kind of see it from his and his family's perspective.
Yeah, I guess
it's normally not that way.
Yes, around. I mean, as you say, it's fictional, but obviously it's based on these real Yew Tree cases of celebrities being hauled in for questioning over historical allegations. Mm-hmm. What is interesting about it is, as you say, it gives you the other side from behind. Because normally on the news, we've seen the front door, haven't we?
Yeah.
And the celebrity will step out and give a little prepared statement and then go back inside.
Exactly.
Whereas this is what's happening behind the scenes.
Yes.
Which is why it's
And how he goes through all of the kind of questioning and things like that, and then how the media affects their whole family. Which is, yeah, it's really good, actually.
It is, but it's got BAFTA winning all over, written all over it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's that kind of vibe.
Definitely.
Did you think, because I saw it, did you not think it was a little bit over-arty in places?
A bit, but I quite like that. I thought the last shot is quite harrowing, and I can't quite get it out of my mind, because it's sort of him in the shower and
yeah.
his face.
You'll never forget that.
No.
It wasn't so much the face, it was the moobs.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But that was quite kind of, wow, quite impacting. Yeah. And that was quite arty in a way.
Yeah, there was a lot of pull focus. Did you notice that as well?
I quite like that, though.
I got used to it, but initially I was like, is this too arty for its own sake?
Mm.
But I quite liked it as it wore on,
yeah.
I have to say. Robbie Coltrane's good, isn't he?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, he's very, very good.
And so where do you think it's going to go?
I don't know. There's only four parts to it, so there's only three left. Good math.
Well done.
Very
yeah.
strong.
Thanks, guys.
You should
come
over and get Sophie in.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So it's only 3 hours.
Hang on. No. Just process. So
let the nation process that.
So we've had one, is that right?
We've had one.
So there's four, three to go. So we've done one.
We've done one.
Yeah.
How many are left
three,
again, sir?
Three.
Two, three. Yeah, that's right, isn't it? That'll be four.
Honestly, I tell you, these student loans aren't wasted.
No, absolutely not. We've all learned something today, I think, guys.
Oh, well, thanks, guys.
Right, that's National Treasure. And
yes.
The next one is on... Is it tonight or tomorrow?
Tuesday at 9.
Okay, on Channel 4. And it is very good.
I'm definitely going to watch all of them.
What next?
Next up is Hunted. Also on Channel 4.
Yeah, do tell.
So it's the second series.
How many?
Two.
Right, so that's...
So we've had one.
One.
And now the next one's just started.
And that's two.
Yeah.
To be clear, we haven't had three.
Hang on.
No, two.
It's two.
It is two.
The second one.
It's the second one. It's the one
Number
after
two.
One. Because two.
Two.
Do counting.
Yes,
count it. Look,
one.
Hold your finger. Do it on your finger.
One.
One, yeah. That's a thumb day.
Sorry. One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two.
Yes, that's right.
I thought we had three left.
No, you're thinking of National Treasure, Aidan.
That was, Aidan, the first show we talked about today, number one.
Yeah.
Now we're on to the second one, which is two.
Oh, so we've only spoken about one.
That's right.
So far.
But now we're on
two. Now we're on two.
Okay.
So series two
yes.
Hang on.
Of Hunted on Channel 4.
Dave, just do it in your head. Yeah.
Channel 4.
Yeah. The fourth one.
Hang on.
You're absolutely right. Now you've confused things.
We just need to
so
get our heads on Channel 4.
There's BBC
number 4 on the button.
There's
thing.
BBC 1.
Yeah, that's Channel 1, is it? I presume.
Yeah.
BBC 2. There's not really a BBC 3. This is where it gets difficult.
Yeah. Well, BBC 3 is off now, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
so
online.
What button do you press for that?
The internet.
No, it was 7. But now no longer 7.
BBC 3 was 7.
Yeah.
That's good knowledge. No, BBC 4 Extra was 7.
No, BBC 3 was definitely 7.
Why was it 7? Because it was called Network 7 as a code name before it launched.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
Have you made that up?
No. Yes.
That's
BBC,
cool.
But definitely BBC 7 is now what is BBC 4 Extra. Because there was a BBC 6 music.
Yes.
In radio. And then they went to 7, which was 4. And then they rebranded that as 4 Extra.
Mm. Yeah.
And now there isn't a 7. But then, hang on, but then
that's the radio,
ITV is 3, but they don't call it 3, do you?
No.
Because
no,
but BBC there's also 3, ITV 3.
Which isn't number 3,
which
is it?
Which is not number 3. And actually, ITV 1 plus 1 is further...
ITV 2?
...than ITV 2 plus 1.
So ITV, hang on, ITV 1 plus 1 is ITV 2.
ITV 2.
I mean, that's...
No.
Oh.
That makes math sense.
Yeah.
But not real sense.
Yes.
Guys, nobody cares. Moves on.
Moves on.
Moves on. Who's nobody cares?
That was like a philosophical quote. Yeah. Nobody cares. Moves on.
That's what happens when Cass tries to get involved. So, no, we got to establish it. No, so hang on. So one, BBC One.
BBC One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
There's a three, but that's ITV.
ITV. That's how you remember it.
No, that's ITV 3.
Three letters.
Yeah.
ITV.
Yeah, but it's not three, is it? And then Channel 4.
Yeah, and then Channel 5.
Yes.
And then 6 is ITV 2.
Where's Sky?
Don't have it.
Okay, carry on. tell us about Hunted.
Hunted. So, there's 14 ordinary people.
How many?
14. And they're in pairs. So, there's seven
oh God.
Groups.
Oh, God. Hang on.
I've got some chocolate buttons here. I'm going to lay them out on the desk. This
is gonna be running out of fingers, if I'm honest.
Not the first time you said that, is it?
So 14 ordinary people have to escape the watchful eye of former police and intelligence officers. So they go out into the country and they have to hide, and then the intelligence officers have to hunt them.
Yes.
And they go off wherever they can for as long as possible without being caught on like CCTV or surveillance or anything. Yeah. They have to disappear. And it's very hard to do that in the UK.
Yeah. Mm.
So the kind of idea of it is that the last couple that is not caught wins £100,000.
So you just have to go off the grid?
Yes.
And live in a forest?
Yes. And they have special kind of ex-intelligent officers trying to find them.
So who's filming it? The couple, or have they got a film
crew? Yeah, they have a little.
Because that's going to be noticeable.
That's what I thought. They have lots of GoPros and stuff, but they also have an extra person following them around.
Because, I mean, that's, you know.
Unless that's changing.
That's a big heat signal, isn't it? If you're looking, do you know what I mean, heat mapping.
That's what I thought.
That battery's going to give off a lot of heat.
Exactly.
So it's going to give you away in some shrubbery. Do you know what I mean?
So you do, yeah, all you need to find. Right. And then go anywhere in the country, but they've got to use cash, presumably.
Yeah, they get given £250, but in cash. £250 cash.
So that's more than
£1.
£150.
Yeah.
So they get given
so
that.
That's
so
that's
like
£1? £2? £3?
£5. Oh,
you missed out £4.
No, got to start.
Then you got the new £5 note.
What? Hang on, £1? £2?
Yeah.
£3? £4, £5, £6, £7, £8, £9,
yep.
£10,
yep.
£11,
yep.
£12,
you're on track.
£13,
£16,
£1,
£2, come on.
£3, £4, £5. Well, look, I'll tell you what, we'll come back after the traffic and travel, and we'll have got there. We'll have worked this out, right?
Yeah.
So it's £250,
yeah.
Right?
£250.
I'll start again while you're talking to the
end. Okay, fine.
£1. £2.
Right. 17.
So you're listening to Talk Radio
pounds,
in the afternoon.
Pounds,
1 till 4. Oh, hang on. 1 till 4. Oh.
Time is actually quite difficult because is it you have to do like 1 till 2, 2 till 3.
Yeah.
3 till 4.
Yeah.
That's 3 hours.
I just can't get my head around it.
It's complicated, isn't it?
All right, we'll start.
Can we do the time in haiku?
£2.
You're listening to Talk Radio.
£3.
Talk Radio.
£4.
What number is Talk Radio on DAB? They do numbers on DAB?
Yeah, but I'm not quite.
£9.
Anyway, we'll be back with more after this.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Hunt.
It's our job to find them and bring them to justice.
Shoot.
Let me give you like $8.50, and I never pay people what it's worth.
Let's get straight to the point. Blaze is a new entertainment channel from the makers of Ice Road Truckers, with US smash hit crime series The First 48, the award-winning Mountain Men, and all new episodes of Pawn Stars, plus much more. That's tonight's TV sorted. Blaze, Freeview Channel 83.
I like Citizen Adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Request a Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop. Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
At the moment, the M6 through Staffordshire, a little bit slow, going southbound between junctions 10A, that's the M54 link, and junction 8 at the M5. Through the West Midlands, the M5 northbound busy between junction 1 towards the M6 link at junction 8. And also the A1 southbound in County Durham, one lane's closed off. It's due to a broken down vehicle going southbound just between junction 61 and junction 60. Through Oxford as well, watch out for delays on the A40 in both directions around Banbury Road.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by September 30th, 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed .com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
£4, £225, £226, £227, £228, £229, £230, £231, £232, £233, £234, £235.
Hi then!
£1, £2, £3.
Do you know what? Never mind. Sophie is here. She is reviewing the television for us as part of today's work experience punditry. If you're just joining us, hi, hello, I am John Holmes, and yes, work experience Sophie is reviewing the television as part of, I'm going to say, training as we road test here on Talk Radio on the weekday afternoon, the next generation of broadcasters, pundits and critics. We've already talked about National Treasure with Robbie Coltrane on Channel 4. We've delved slightly into Hunted. We got a little bit bogged down in the numbers, if I'm brutally honest.
Yeah.
In fact, Chris in Braintree has messaged.
Oh, yeah?
So if he's saying, hi, everyone. Hi, Tor. Hi, everyone. Hi, Tor Radio.
Hi, Chris.
Just to clarify, in Hunted, there are, because you said there were 14...
14 people.
Yeah, now he said, clarify, there are 10 people in 6 groups in Series 2, and it was 14 people in Series 1, says Chris in Braintree.
Oh, Chris. Caught me out.
So that's what he thinks.
Maybe. That's a lot.
Well, it is all in the numbers. I mean, it is complicated, Sophie. I'm not saying the numbers aren't complicated.
It's tricky.
Yeah. Where do we get up to? So we're talking about this couple. There's a couple. Are they all couples?
Not like actual couples.
Right.
Just like two people.
Because otherwise, you know, they could pick up that heat signature. I think you know what I'm saying.
No, they're not all together. They're just friends.
Right.
Them.
Yeah.
So there's like two military guys. So they're really keen to kind of go for it.
Two of those, right? Yeah, good.
Two excellent.
Is it set up?
Okay, so this is one of my points. I don't know.
Okay.
Because they obviously have to investigate like they would. So they go to their homes and their families. So they go to one family and there's a father of one of the people who has, like, coincidentally got a list of lots of petrol stations in his pocket. That's weird.
Right. So that again, what?
So they go to someone's house and they
a relative of the running.
Yeah, relative of they interviewed.
The Hunted,
and he has a list of petrol stations in his pocket.
Well, we all do that.
Yeah. Well,
a collection of petrol stations. Yeah.
Yeah. How many were on the list?
I think I don't know. I didn't count actually.
Okay.
But
that's disappointing.
I'm not quick enough at counting.
You know what we're about here on this show, Sophie, by now. It's mainly counting things.
So that
makes me think maybe it is set up, because no one would do that. Surely no one, if you were being hunted, you wouldn't write down your petrol stations list that you were going to go to.
No, you would not.
And leave it with your
dad. Are there like lots of close calls? Do you know what I mean? That seem camera ready.
Yeah. Right, okay. I'm not sure.
It sounds suspicious, doesn't it?
I mean, it is suspicious.
I was talking to a friend of mine only yesterday about it. He said, have you seen this new thing Hunted on Channel 4? My friend David. And I said, not that one, not David. Him, not Ginger Producer Dave. I said friend. So David said, have you seen it? And I said, no, what is it? And he told me roughly what it was.
Yeah.
And he said, and do you remember about 10 or 15 years ago, we were on a holiday, which was true. He said, and we had this idea for this programme, that's this programme.
No way.
While on holiday in Greece or something. And I was like, oh my God, so we did. So I just wish now I pitched that.
Story
could
of your
have
life,
made a
mate.
Lot of money there,
isn't it? Yeah, exactly. Hunted. I mean, is it good?
It's
okay.
It
sounds good.
It makes you realise how much you're actually watched or could be found.
Because it's the whole thing then about CCTV and they've got
access
to all
and on the motorway you can't really go anywhere on the motorway because that's all kind of camerised.
Camerised.
Is that a word?
We'll take it.
Yeah, and it's pretty difficult.
Where are they? I mean, are they going cross country then?
Yeah, they start in Birmingham.
Well, that's pretty, backward. So.
And so they can go north, south, east or west.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales.
Yeah. They have to plan it before. Well, they have to. But,
all right.
Yeah.
You going to watch it again?
Maybe, yeah. It's good background TV that you can flick in and out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do what? Well, it's Channel 4, I mean, I expect that.
Yeah.
Where are we going next, Sophie?
Red Dwarf.
Is that what you're calling me?
He's just a bit sunburned.
Come
sorry,
on!
Sorry. The 11th series of Red Dwarf.
Yes.
Has just started on...
How many?
11.
So that's one.
On Dave.
Yes.
But see, it's weird, though, because it's advertised as the Roman numerals. Carry on.
Oh yeah, it took me a while to work out
because it's like
yeah. Why is that hard to understand?
Because it's not just 11.
Yeah,
but it's not saying the numbers, is it?
Yeah, but XI is 11.
Or what's IX 9?
9. Yeah. So it goes. What it goes? Yes. If you want to know, it goes 1.
I 2.
I V V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V I V
X I I.
Yeah.
That's easier. Mm. So, it started 30 years ago.
That makes me feel quite old now, actually.
Mm. How many years? 6.
3-0.
I years. I.
What is 30 in?
XXX.
XXX.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Like Channel 4 again,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, it's Thursdays at 9 on Dave. Not this
what
thing.
Time?
There's 9. Yeah.
Not 8.
No, 9. 9 till 10. No, 9 till 9:30.
Oh, that's complicated.
It's a half an hour show.
Is it any good, the new one?
It's exactly the same as all the other ones.
Right.
If you like Red Dwarf, you'll like this.
Right.
Was it ever any good?
Kind of
yes!
Was it? Oh, hey, it was outstanding.
Back in the day.
So all the same good. Cast.
Yeah.
Same. Same.
That's good. Imagine like some old BBC series. Imagine that. Some series that's been running for years on the BBC retaining its cast. Imagine that, though.
Bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, imagine that around here. In the modern world. So I should watch it then, because I used to like Red
Dwarf.
If
you like it, watch it, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so what's the plot?
So in the first of the 11th series, they go to the USA in 1952, where technology is banned. And it's all a bit quirky and alternative, and there's the baddies who are trying to take over.
I used to prefer them when they were just on the spaceship.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because that was the joy of it, because it's that whole comedy of men and a cat, in this case, and a hologram, confined, isn't it? And it's that whole sort of claustrophobic feel to it, where they bicker and argue. Whereas once they started dressing up as cowboys and going off places, it wasn't as good for my mind.
I have a feeling they will stay on the ship. Some episodes. Yeah. Although it looks like the ship's changed a bit. So I don't know
intriguing.
How you feel about that.
Intriguing. Mm. Oh, I don't like change. Mm. Sophie, that's it. We're out of time.
That is it, yeah.
That is. We're out. Thank you very much for coming in.
That's all right. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Again.
Are you coming in next week?
Yes, please.
Good. Right. It's just coming up to 2:30. That's 2:30, Sophie.
That's
just up to 2:29.
Okay.
Before 2:31.
Thanks.
Very good. In the next half an hour on this programme, I will warrant a diversity paper review as Mark, who is one of our diversity paper reviewers, he's a brown diversity, will be here to review the papers. We'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think. We'll also be looking at the big debate at three, and comedians Adam Hess and Rhys James join us on the programme in around an hour's time. Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Shadow Chancellor says he'd introduce a living wage of possibly more than £10 an hour if Labour gets into government. John McDonnell has told the party's conference in Liverpool that he would make sure everyone in Britain earns enough to live on. He's also promising a new unit at HM Revenue and Customs to clamp down on tax avoidance.
In government, we will end the scourge of tax avoidance. We will end it. We will create a new tax enforcement unit at HMRC, doubling the number of staff investigating wealthy tax avoiders.
The manufacturer of an ejector seat is going to be prosecuted over the death of a Red Arrows pilot. Flight Lieutenant Sean Cunningham died after carrying out pre-flight checks in November 2011 at RAF Scampton. A court said the impact of a roller coaster crash last summer was similar to a 90-mile-an-hour car accident. The owner of Alton Towers has been told to expect to be fined millions of pounds for health and safety breaches which led to two teenagers having leg amputations. Police are investigating potentially racially offensive comments made by sacked Coronation Street actor Mark Anwar. The Pakistan-born actor has apologised for using what he's called unacceptable language online about Indian people. And a study's revealed just how addicted people are to their smartphones. 4 out of 5 adults in the UK now own a device and collectively look at it more than 1 billion times a day. The weather, rain across Wales and the southwest, spreading across southern and central Britain during the day, rain. Arriving in southern Scotland later. Yeah. A dry day elsewhere with some sunny spells. Highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
How many degrees? How many degrees?
I just said.
Victoria, do you have the animal news that we so crave? Now, if you're just joining us, what's happened is, over the last week, Victoria has been shaved. Her bulletins have been shaved down by a minute a time, and they're now only 2 minutes long, not 3 minutes where they used to be. And she gets paid the same money, and we have to fill the extra time and don't get any of the financial reward. So on Sam Delaney's programme, she now does Showbiz Roundup to make the time up. So on here, because we know she's a big fan of the news of animals, little cute animals in the news, then she was going to do animal news special on one day. The next day, of course, mineral vegetable news, and then animal vegetable minerals. It covers everything basically on the planet, which is good. So Victoria, have you got jingles and stuff for this one?
Got a little intro, that's about it.
Do we need some bed music as well?
If you want to provide that, that'd be nice.
Probably do that for you. That
animal hospital theme tune.
You got that?
Oh wow!
Fine, okay. Let's.
I don't want to be linked to Animal Hospital, though.
What are you talking about? You're not linked to it. It's just some. Play the thingy.
Talk Radio Animal News.
7 rare white big cats, 4 lions and 3 tigers have been born in the past week in a zoo in central Poland. The lions were born at Zoo Safari at Borysiew and are said to be doing well under the care of their mother, 5-year-old Azira. There are only a few hundred white lions in the world. Vets have managed to save the life of a dog who swallowed a 6-inch bone whole, causing his x-rays to show what appeared to be a spare rib. 1-year-old mastiff-type dog Chico wolfed down the cow rib bone in one and left vets astounded that he escaped injury.
That's amazing. How many animals were in that story? You had a dog, a wolf and a cow, didn't you?
No.
Let's read that again.
That's just... Two.
Read it again.
A wolf down. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a tarantula has been rescued by firefighters broke out.
It's an arachnid. But it's fine. Read it. I'm interested.
So the firefighters saved the tarantula.
Why?
Because it was a pet. Oh. Hampshire Fire and Rescue Service used breathing apparatus, jets and ventilation
on a tarantula
to rescue the arachnid.
What? They put
they tackled the blow.
They put a mask on a tarantula. That's amazing.
I don't know if they did that. I think they probably used it themselves.
Well, what about the tarantula?
I wasn't there.
Okay. have you got a story about a skateboarding duck?
No.
Yes, you have.
A quacking duck board. Lionel the duck has become a skater dude. The bird got his skate... Oh, it's in Warwickshire too. Oh, Jeff Grootcock. I know him. So the bird got his skates on at a wildlife sanctuary.
I know him as well.
Yeah, he's from the Neaton.
I haven't read that story.
He's from the Neaton.
He's from the Neaton where I'm from.
And he saves the foxes normally.
His son, Wayne, is married to my ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
This is amazing. Stop the music. Stop. What?
So, Jeff,
what's his second
Get
name?
Get him on the phone.
His name's Grootcock, don't ask. We always used to laugh. We always used to laugh at Wayne at school. That's fine.
Oh, poor Wayne.
So, back in my days working in Warwickshire radio, we always used to get him on to talk about animals.
Animals,
he used to save the foxes.
That's right.
Yeah. But is it Nuneaton Wildlife Sanctuary? I think that's where it is.
Go on, try it again.
Okay, so... So Lionel the duck got his skates on at Wildlife Sanctuary, which is owned by Jeff Grootcock. Yeah. And
That's not what he grows on the farm, let's be clear.
Jeff says, my granddaughter left the skateboard and Lionel was sat on it when the wind started to take it. Lionel showing off his skateboarding skills. And Jeff says that Lionel loves it and now he just gets pulled along.
Bit like Wayne and my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I'm going to turn this off. Ralph's just on.
Okay. And that's Animal News with Victoria. Yeah, it's funny, that, isn't it? We know Jeff and Wayne. And,
we're both from Warwickshire, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. Look at that.
That is probably the most niche bit of radio that's ever been on.
Sadly, it's not.
Really?
Victoria, thank you. That's Victoria with bonus Animal News. And in the next bit, there will be Diversity Paper Review. And we'll be out on the streets. We're going to go and find out what the people think. We're going to do that now, I think. Am I right? Yeah, we're not going to do that now. No? We're going to do that now? No?
Yeah.
No? We're going to... Marta's going to press a button and something will happen. I don't know what. In a minute.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle! Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, hello, good afternoon. Now, there's the small matter of drunk people, of course. Drunk people who are drunk out on the streets in the weekend. What we do, you know when you go out at the weekend, right? When people fall out of clubs and pubs and bars, and ordinarily, of course, you ignore these drunk people, don't you? You ignore them all. We don't. We go up to them with microphones because it's time for Alco Vox Pops. Canvas for their opinion on the preceding week's news over the weekend. Why waste their drunkenness? Why not embrace it? A lot of radio stations, of course, will go out onto those streets and just talk to people that aren't drunk. But what's the point of that when there are drunk people to be found? Here they are then, drunk people talking about the news at the weekend.
Excuse me, can I just ask you a question? New York, New York, so good that last week they bombed it twice. How would you stop terrorism?
If you... ask me a question like that in public again, I'll open you up like a bag of beans.
With happiness. Ecstasy. Willy Wonka.
Well, it's actually because, all because there's hatred between hatred and one fuels the other. So you have to cut the supply line and you have to stop the hatred in the first place. You have to be open and that's it.
Excuse me, I've got a quick question for you. Bran Jennifer have split up. Your thoughts?
My name's Jennifer. I can't relate.
Hollywood is vapid. Everyone will die.
He's always been a...
Hello, can I just ask you a quick question for the radio, please? Mary Berry's Soggy Bottom won't be seen next year. How do you feel about that?
I don't even really understand what that means.
100% don't care. She should see my soggy...
Drunk people there canvassed for their opinion on the week's news. as they fall out of pubs and clubs and bars over the weekend. It's Alco Vox Pops only on Talk Radio. Next, we review the papers by box-ticking our way through the Diversity Paper Review. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our Civic 1.4 Sport, from its rear parking camera with multi-angle view to its dusk-sensing lights that turn on as daylight fades. Nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our Civic 1.4 Sport. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At all protected.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
At the moment, the M6 through Staffordshire, a little bit slow, going southbound between junctions 10A, that's the M54 link, and junction 8 at the M5. Through the West Midlands, the M5 northbound busy between junction 1 towards the M6 link at junction 8. And also the A1 southbound in County Durham, one lane's closed off. It's due to a broken down vehicle going southbound just between junction 61 and junction 60. Through Oxford as well, watch out for delays on the A40 in both directions around Banbury Road.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am what that bit of production just said there. And just before we go through the news in the papers, in the newspapers, it's fair to say, just glancing over it before we talk to Mark about it, it's fair to say that I've noticed it's all very complicated. The news is quite complicated, don't you think, that, Aidan?
I can't head round.
Yes, you're not as good as Cornelius, if I'm honest. So let's explain the news by breaking it down into its component part, into its drill down into the news, really analyse it, really get down to the nitty, and I'm going to be so bold as to say also the gritty of the news itself. And when you do that, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news. Slightly different voice today in haikus.
Jason Kenny tweets, marriage pic from bed. Jason is single again.
Yes. Well, now, the more astute of you may have noticed there, if you are an astute listener, and I know that you are, you will have noticed that that wasn't the ordinary voice we use for the news in haikus. That was, I'm afraid, the voice of Asprod Cass, who is through the glass, through the miserable window. And as such, you may not have understood a word she said there. So if you had trouble with the news in Hull Coos, that's where she's from, then if you press the red button on the front of your digital radio, then you will find that you get a translation of anything that Cass said. We struggle with it all the time, if I'm honest. That was the news in Hull Coos. But now it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Except for weekends. Here we are on the radio between 1 and 4 o'clock, being the most diverse programme on the radio ahead of the next series of the BBC Radio 4's The Now Show. Today, helping us through it is our regular diversity. One of our regular diversities, because there's a different one each day. And yes, we are doing the right thing here on the programme. And it's Mark, and his diversity is that?
Brown.
Is his thing. So, you've got newspapers. You've got stories. Should we start with the Times about the Lidl wine?
Yes, this is very exciting.
Is
if
it?
If you like your German supermarkets and you like wine,
yeah,
this is great news for you. Apparently, Lidl, which is quite popular in everywhere I've ever lived,
is
actually,
it?
Yeah,
right.
I love it. I love a little bit of Lidl.
Do you?
So I'll tell you why. Because you can get wipes for your glasses in Lidl.
Can you?
Yeah, they do like 100 wipes for a quid. I'm not sure how they're making profit off that. But
do you always have some with you then?
I haven't been to Lidl in a while, but next time I go, I'll get some for you. Yeah.
Are you on? Are you on some sort of Lidl deal? Here?
I mean,
you
keep saying, not.
You know, I'll just chuck you a quid. It. Is that right? Get 100 wipes.
Yeah, sure. Oh, don't even chuck me a quid. Just buy me a pint. Or you can buy me wine.
Buy him a pint in 1973. Yeah. No. Why do you? Why do you need to buy wipes for your glasses? Just use like a cloth.
John. You can say you don't wear glasses.
Well, I do for reading sometimes. I don't remember I've got to.
Yeah, you can't use just any old material.
Just use the edge of my shirt.
No, it damages the glass and it leaves like it scratches it.
Right.
You need special fabric to wipe your glasses with.
I want my records scratched, not my glasses. Wait. And fabric scratches them.
Oh, it's a little nightclub joke. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, strong. So what...
So much better than we gave it credit
for. It was, to be honest.
Someone did a joke on our show, John.
I know. Shut up.
Don't draw attention
to it.
Unprecedented.
Brown people make funny things as well, you're right?
Two jokes.
The BBC will be all over you, mate. Right, so...
I am available.
Right, so this is Lidl wine that's what?
Yeah, so basically the
can
best...
Can you clean your glasses with it?
No. Well, maybe, actually. I don't know. Alcohol does clean... is used for cleaning stuff.
Yeah,
possibly. Condition. So what Lidl have done... Lidl have a reputation for great wines at good value.
Yeah.
And apparently what they've done is they've gone to areas of France...
Do we have to say other supermarkets are available? Or does no one give a toss?
Other supermarkets are available.
Okay.
Again, I am available.
All right. Other quite chavvy supermarkets are available?
Yes.
Okay.
So apparently what Lidl have done to get great wines is instead of going to like the best vineyards, they've gone to where those best vineyards are and they've gone to the vineyard next to it that's less fashionable but has the same soil and the same grapes and they've bought their wines.
Which makes a hell of a lot of
that's
sense.
That's a good idea. Mm.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Because if you get right, there's a vineyard with expensive grapes and wine and all you got to do is start your own vineyard over the fence.
Yeah.
Because you're right, the soil doesn't change straight away, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you get great wine.
And so they do it cheaper. And I mean, you clearly you are an ambassador for the brand. Have you tried their wine?
I have tried a few bottles of Lidl wine. Yeah. I don't really drink wine; it's too sophisticated for me.
So it's Lidl own brand wine.
No, it's different vineyards, but it's wine you'd only ever find it in Lidl.
Right, so it's a Lidl vineyard.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
The wine's really good.
But this is a claim from Lidl. It's not a fact.
Well, it's a claim from Lidl because basically people have asked them how they've got such great wines.
Oh, I see.
And how they can afford to sell them so cheap.
Yeah. And that's the answer.
That's the answer. That's what they do. Which is great, isn't it?
Great. Is that the end of the story?
That's the end of the story.
Let's move on to poachers wiping.
Yeah, this is actually really sad, and I don't think there's many...
It's a very sad story, this.
There's not many jokes to be had in it.
Well, no.
Apparently 100,000 elephants have been poached and killed.
I know. Yeah.
Decade in Africa.
I was reading this. Yeah, and it's not just elephants either, of course, because there's a big problem with it with India. I went to do some conservation stuff for Indian tigers back earlier in the year. It's shocking because they are hunted for Chinese medicine. This is tigers.
Yeah.
Which obviously doesn't work, but they're worth so much money that poachers will go in and do it. And the idea that what you have to do is educate people to get money into the region that doesn't involve killing all these animals that are amazing animals that we're going to see the end of. I mean, this is it is elephants. It's now pandas came off the endangered list a few weeks ago. We talked about that.
Yeah.
This is for the ivory, isn't it?
This is for the ivory. Rhinos as well get hunted. I think there's actually one subspecies of rhino that went extinct about 10 years ago, which is really tragic.
Yeah.
When you think about it, a lot of the problems obviously is because the ivory is worth so much in the Far East. And what they're saying is another big issue for this is that the Chinese who are buying these products don't realise a lot of these products contain ivory that is so hard to get. And if we go and educate the Chinese, they won't be
killing all the elephants.
It's not the Chinese who do it themselves.
Yeah, but they buy it, don't they?
Yeah, they do buy it.
Which is just another reason to do their accent on the radio, I think. But apparently we're not allowed to.
Because
even though they've got an appalling human rights record as well, can't do that accent.
Yeah.
What Lidl should do, right, is set up an elephant sanctuary next to the other elephant sanctuary so that the Chinese can... But with elephants that are sustainable.
Mm. Yeah.
And then if the Chinese wanted them, right, but they were sustainable... That would be the answer, wouldn't it? They'd be as good as the number of elephants.
Yeah.
Because Lidl have proved that you can do that.
That'd be great,
wouldn't it? So the Chinese could just buy Lidl elephants.
We need a bit of German supermarket efficiency when it comes to elephants.
Exactly. Yeah. So they clone elephants.
Yeah.
Some kind of...
Don't have to go that far. You just have to make ivory, don't you? That can't be that difficult to
Lidl
make,
ivory.
It?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Lidl ivory is as good as elephant ivory. You're absolutely right. You don't even need to... So
just get it off the shelf.
Yeah. But Lidl have got to grow it somewhere. They've got to grow it on an elephant, haven't they?
They do, possibly.
So you would need to genetically create a sustainable elephant.
I've just got this image of an elephant roaming around Berlin with like four trunks sticking out of its back.
Yeah.
Like ready for cultivation by Lidl. It's all a bit weird.
We're just trying to help here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just throwing them a bone. Well, it's not a bone, is it? It's Seretin. But you know what I mean? I'm throwing them some Seretin.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Sad story, though. You're absolutely right.
It is very sad.
Fewer sad than that, of course, is a rush for testosterone. This is in the Times, isn't it?
Yeah, this is quite funny, actually. Apparently, men of a certain age go through a kind of male menopause. This is a, dare I say, myth that's come out of America. And men are rushing, according to this new study, to go out and ask for testosterone. Get prescribed testosterone, which makes them feel younger, more energetic, and can help kind of, you know, roll back the signs of aging.
So are you suggesting that the male it's not prevalent in men? There's no proof of it being
proof
a menopause for men. That's not a thing, is it?
No, though there's some clever marketing kind of might suggest that There is some kind of proof for it, but apparently, according to scientists, there isn't kind of any clinical proof of it.
Yeah.
Testosterone production does go down as you get older.
Yeah.
And obviously having more testosterone can make you feel better if you're a bloke. Mm. But there's no proof that this is actually a thing.
Yeah.
And nobody really knows what long-term effects there is if people inject themselves.
So if I want to get some testosterone, or testosterone,
where would I
go?
Well, apparently,
is it a German supermarket?
You can get it. You can get it on the NHS. You don't have to go to the German supermarket.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that I'd benefit from it, for I'm clearly in the prime of my life.
Yeah, you definitely don't need it. Anyone who's seen you in your denim jacket will know you don't need
exactly
the
testosterone.
That's exactly
right, Mark. Yeah. And just my denim jacket as well, you know. So where... hypothetically, if I wanted that, how easy is it to get hold of here? Do you know? I mean, you know. I'm asking you as someone who looks like he's tried.
Yeah, well, you know, you can always do more testosterone.
You can't just rock up and go, right, I need some testosterone.
Well, testosterone deficiency is known
as... What even is it? What form does it come in?
I'm not sure if it's an injection or if it's a pill. A testosterone deficiency is called hypogonadism.
All right, children, come on. This is a serious... Come on, don't laugh at that. Come on.
Hyper.
okay. And I
Well, if they put it in wine, can you just spike...
That's like a proper elixir then, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just combining, you know...
Yeah.
The Lidl could be quids in here, basically, I'm saying.
Yeah.
On ivory and testosterone. Lidl testosterone, which is grown next to other testosterone, but it's just as good. In the...
Yeah.
Where does testosterone grow? In the testicles. The testosterone. Yeah, that's what I thought. Right, so Lidl, right, of... I mean, maybe it's voluntary, right? So what you do is you take some testicles, you know, which we all have.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, not women, obviously, right? Unless they take too much. Mm. But what you do is you then, Lidl could farm another pair hanging slightly to the side or behind the other ones.
Behind's probably
the best space for it, I admit. Yeah. Right? Or one each side of the others. Well, that'd be like a Newton's cradle, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Or maybe
be uncomfortable when jogging, bang together in an endless
very rhythmic
cycle of Newton cradle testicle. Anyway, but what you can do is you put them behind. Okay, put them behind on the bit that no one uses. You know that.
Yeah.
Right, and hang in there, and but they'd be just as good because it's technically the same soil. If you see what I mean, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
And then what they'd produce would be the same quality. You know, it'd be little, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you
were up for some German-produced testosterone, then I'm sure...
I'm just trying to help.
They can make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all we've got time for, Mark.
It is.
Yeah. Thanks, though.
Thanks for having me.
We've solved a lot there. that is Mark for today's diversity pay-per-view. His diversity is that he is...
Bran.
After the next bit of the programme, we will be back with the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will talk to a foreign correspondent who will be live from somewhere foreign, speaking foreign to us about a foreign story. And we have guest action for you as Rhys James and Adam Hess, comedians, come in to talk to us about whatever the hell they're coming in to talk to us about, and no one's bothered to tell me. Anyway, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous loan arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to save, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
So, Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Requester Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. And 0% APR representative.
I'll take 2.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative. £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, Monday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour wants to improve wages. Alton Towers is facing a huge fine and police investigate actors' tweets.
Talk Radio.
The Shadow Chancellor has promised to bring in a new living wage of more than £10 an hour if Labour wins the next general election. John McDonnell has been outlining his proposals at the party's annual conference in Liverpool, which include ending tax avoidance. He says he wants to improve business practices.
We'll shake up how our major corporations work and change how our economy is owned and managed. We'll clamp down on the abuses of power at the very top. Under Labour, there'll be no more Philip Greens at all. We will legislate to rewrite company law to prevent them.
A court's heard how two roller coaster trains meshed together during a crash which seriously injured passengers at Alton Towers. Two teenagers on the Smiler ride needed leg amputations last summer. Robin Schoenhofer reports for Talk Radio.
The victims on board the Smiler roller coaster smashed into the back of an empty carriage with the same force as a family car involved in a 90-mile-per-hour crash. An investigation found that staff had overridden the safety system and had sent a full 16 roller coaster car off around the ride, unaware that an empty test carriage was still on the track ahead. Merlin have admitted health and safety breaches and been warned they face a huge fine.
An ejector seat manufacturer is to be prosecuted over the death of a Red Arrows pilot in 2011. The charges relate to the death of Flight Lieutenant Sean Cunningham at an RAF base in Lincolnshire. Police investigating the disappearance of British toddler Ben Needham in Kos 25 years ago have started excavation work. He was last seen outside his grandparents' home on the Greek island in 1991. And a sacked Coronation Street actor is being investigated by police for a potential hate crime. Mark Anwar, who was born in Pakistan, tweeted about Indian people on Friday.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain across Wales.
What did he say?
Can't say. Rain across Wales and the southwest,
spreading across.
No. Southern and central Britain during the day.
Was it a sweary or was it like racist?
Not saying anything. Do you want to finish doing the weather, Dave?
Thanks, Victoria. Yes, central Britain during the day, arriving in southern Scotland later. Drier day elsewhere with some sunny spells. Highs of 17 degrees.
Was it like swearing like the bad words or the not bad words? I mean, what? Give us a hint of what he said in the tweets. No. None at all?
No.
Do you want to mime it?
No.
Write it down?
No.
Tweet it?
No.
Ooh. Interpretive dance?
No.
Okay. That's Victoria with, the news. Not all of it, because, you know, she's been cagey about some of the details. But, you listen to Talk Radio. Pete's Sport. Pete's got the sport.
Hey.
Pete's got the pre-recorded sport today, live from a car park in America where a child is having a tantrum.
In Prince Albert, Burnley boss Sean Dyche insists he doesn't hold a grudge against former club Watford, who he goes up against in the Premier League this evening. He was sacked by the club in 2012, shortly after the Pozzo family became their owners. A number of Europe's Ryder Cup golfers have flown out to the States today ahead of their match with the USA, which starts at Hazeltine on Friday. United States skipper Davis Love III completed his team overnight, naming Ryan Moore as his final wildcard pick. In rugby league, Wigan have announced that fullback Sam Tompkins will not play again this season, and that skipper Sean O'Loughlin is almost certain to join him on the sidelines for the club's bid for grand final glory. The injuries are also likely to have major repercussions for England as they prepare for the 2016 Four Nations series. A former Bath rugby union boss, Mike Ford, has joined the coaching staff at French side Toulon. He's taken on the role of backs coach. Ford, who's also previously worked with England, left the recreation ground at the end of last season after the club finished ninth in the Premiership. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Pete there, live with the sports, where a child is having a tantrum in a car park. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is time for this afternoon's big debate. So, as Jeremy Corbyn comfortably won the Labour leadership election at the weekend, the question everyone is asking, of course, is how, when rather than any kind of leader. He still comes across as an ineffective geography supply teacher who, back in my day, would frequently drink his cup of coffee only to find some pupils had dropped a large amount of chalk in there, and who would enter the classroom to find a childish phallus scrawled on the blackboard, to which, without fail, he would not realise what he was saying and demand somebody come to the front of the class and rub it off. It was simply because of him doing that we kept on doing it in the first place. And this is now basically what we've got as the leader of the opposition. Now, on the line, listening to me say those words, which included, of course, the word cup, and board, which together make the word cupboard, is Conrad. Good afternoon, Conrad.
Oh, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. It's good to speak to you. Yes. Now, listen, you have called in because you heard me say, even though it split up because it was the word cup and board, but it says that's the word cupboard. And I know, because you've told our team of researchers there, that you are livid about the idea that we should, the notion even, the very notion, the audacity of us in post-Brexit Britain having cupboards still in this day and age. Tell me what you find offensive about them.
Well, livid is almost an understatement. As I was saying to your team of researchers, John, when I heard the words cup and board, I just can't stand cupboards. I mean, as you know, cups are hated. They're in the top 10 most hated things in society.
Yes.
They came out at number one in Birmingham last year, number four in Manchester. Yeah. And boards as well, up there. I mean, boards, don't get me started on boards. But a cupboard...
Yes.
A cupboard, somewhere where you put not only cups, but boards as well, and hide them away like some sort of Syrian refugees hidden in your house, a Syrian cup and a board from somewhere else like Syria, where people come over and try and get a better life.
Yep.
Disgusting, John.
Right, okay.
Disgusting well, on the radio at this time of day.
Yeah, well, hold that thought there because, no, hold it, just hold it. Mm. Are you holding it?
I've just about got it.
Right. On the other line is Dave in Catford. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling in. Now, you've been listening to Conrad there, very much, as you know, against the notion of a cupboard of any kind. Why, and I know you're part of the pro-cupboard movement,
yes.
What is it about a cupboard that you think works in this day and age?
Well, I listened to your other caller, and quite honestly, I don't know nothing about Syria or politics or anything like that. I'm here specifically to talk about cupboards.
Yeah, cupboards.
And cupboard. Cupboard. I make cupboards.
Cupboard.
As you know, I'm a joiner. It's simple fixing to plasterboard, really, using the lathe and so forth. I've made a number of cupboards, and they're not necessarily just for housing cups.
No, to be clear, Dave, for those that might not know, to make a cupboard, do you hammer a cup to a board? I mean, does that still count as a cupboard?
No, I think the derivation of the word cupboard is probably originally was used to store cups in the board.
In the board.
But, now, I mean, I've used a cupboard for my tools.
Yes.
I use a cupboard for plates and so forth. I've even put some of my clothes in a cupboard.
Well, that's a wardrobe.
A wardrobe, yeah. I've had a wardrobe. Yeah,
that's all. That's a good part of the debate, isn't it? Because is a cupboard the same as a wardrobe? I don't know, Conrad. Come back in on that. You don't like cupboards, but what about wardrobes?
No, I don't want to get started on wardrobes, if I'm quite honest. And your friend, he seems like quite a nice guy, fairly misguided. He's sticking his tools in a cupboard. I mean, that's not the sickest thing I've ever heard. I don't want to hear on a Monday. And also, you know, if you look back into these things they say about cupboards or cupboards, as they might be, they say the cupboard was bare.
Yes, well, old Mother Hubbard went to a cupboard, didn't she, Dave? Old Mother Hubbard.
Can I finish? Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to fetch her poor doggy a bone.
That's right.
Right?
It was a cupboard full of bone.
No, well, it was a cupboard full of bone, but I don't know where your other guest gets off saying that I'm disgusted or something for making a cupboard. My mother,
yes.
she wanted me to make her a cupboard, and what she chose to put in it is her own business. Am I wrong? Am I filthy? Am I dirty making a cupboard for my mum?
I think you are if she does store her business in it. I think you'd be better off building her a toilet.
Her business was put in a cupboard that she had someone round from the council who removed it and put it in the right place. Thank you.
Well, okay, fine. Well, I mean, is that a cupboard that you can use for recycling? Business. I mean, if you put the business in the cupboard, the council provide a service where they'll come round and empty the business out of the...
Well, my mother, she does have trouble in that department. So she did do her business in a cupboard, and the council came round, they bagged it up, they put it in an incinerator, and nothing more was said about it.
What about
I told her to not use it for that.
For that purpose,
Fecal matter, etc.
Yes. Conrad, Do you accept that? I mean, you know, let's be honest. A cupboard is another name for a toilet. Sorry, it's a water closet. A WC, isn't it? It's a kind of closet, which is where you are supposed to do your business, isn't it?
It's just making me feel a bit vile. I've just choked on my mini roll.
Yes.
I don't quite understand how your colleague's mother could have done a business in a cupboard, because a cupboard is normally quite high up. So in what sort of stance was she? Was there a crane or a pulley involved?
Dave, do you want to come back on that? He's asked you a fair
question. You're making cheap capital out of my mother's business. I made a
pendulum, a
small...
on a swing.
Keep your nose out of my mother's business. Listen, I made a small cupboard for my mother to do the business.
Yes.
It was next to the water closet.
Yes.
She went the wrong one. She's a lady of a certain age.
Right, fine.
I want you not prodding around my mother's business.
I want to just ask you this question, and this is a question to both of you. Is a cupboard not just a smaller room in another room, really, when you think about it? And isn't that discrimination against them? It's just cordoning part of the room off, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm a landlord, John, and I find some of my tenants... I've been sticking their cupboards on Airbnb, and that's doing me out of business, as you can imagine.
Well, it wouldn't do you out of business if they did their business in the cupboard. I mean, then you'd have more business.
It'd be vile, wouldn't it? I think someone Airbnb-ing their business in a cupboard.
Well, the B in B&B stands for business.
Well,
Ben,
you say it's doing you out of business, it's doing me in business. The more cupboards I make, the more money I make, the more I can afford to sell them.
Well, look, I want to go back to the racist angle, because, look, if you cordon off part, if you segregate part of a room is a space. If you segregate part of that room off by putting panels around it so it's a cupboard, right, then what you've done there is you've segregated. I mean, I can't put any plainer than that. You've segregated something, haven't you? You've taken it away. This is like South Africa.
Am I a racist because I make a cupboard? No, I'm not.
Well, you are. If you've segregated off, like, some... Say there's a room, right? Say it's got carpet. Now, if you put in a cupboard, right, floor to ceiling, say, right, and you've then segregated some of the cupboard carpet that was in the room in the first place...
Oh, I see. So you're talking about apartmentide.
Yes, apartmentide. Yes, I am, yes. So if you've got an apartment, yes, and you segregate a bit of the apartment off with a cupboard, then you're talking about apartmentide.
Well, not if you put it in subtly, then it'd be apartmentide.
What about if you had, you were talking earlier about these poachers in elephants.
Yes.
And if they had their elephant hides in there, it'd be apartmentide.
Well, okay. Let me look at it this way. What if it was? What if it was an apartment in Hyde Park? So you've got an apartment on Hyde in Hyde Park. Hyde Park.
What about the resident have a split personality disorder?
Can I ask you? I just want to ask you a very simple question. But this is for both of you first. How many cupboards do you have in your house? How many cupboards do you have in your house? Yes or no?
No.
Simple question. How many cupboards do you have in your house? Yes or no?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I want to ask you this question. Another question. This has just come in on a text from someone who's concerned about this. Listening to this debate on the radio, very concerned about both of your attitudes towards cupboards. What if somebody is in the closet, right? Voluntarily, they're in the closet, they haven't come out as gay. What are they in if there's no such thing as closets, which is the same as a cupboard? What are they in? Conrad, you're against it. What are they in?
The Julia Hartley Brewer Show.
Right. But you can't hide forever in the Julia Hartley Brewer Show.
Well, it's fast.
Well, Luke, but you can't. I mean, you can't. I mean,
her cupboards aren't bare. That's what I've heard. Pardon?
Dave, same question to you. Yeah. Same question to you.
Was it?
What are they going to be in? What? I mean, do you build a lot of closets for gay people?
Yes, I do.
Disgusting.
And I'll tell you something. They spend a lot of money on their cupboards.
Yeah.
Cup cat boards.
They're doing trials in Sweden at the moment. They've, as I'm sure you know, they've eliminated the need for cut boards, and they have now just it's just a mess. It's just covered in crockery and clothes and hoovers and other things you keep in cupboards.
You know what they're like, the Swedish.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Pornography all over the place. Yeah. If you put one on top of a cupboard at a B&B or an Airbnb, they've just got them lying all over the floor. And if that's what it's like to be a European, leave me out of it. Leave me right out of it.
And there we must leave the... And there we must...
Cupboard, they call it in Sweden.
Leave the debate. If you could sum up the pro and anti-cupboard debate in one word for me. Conrad first.
Apartheid.
And Dave in Catford.
Cupboard, Bjorn Bjorg.
Thank you very much. Now, if you've got an opinion as to whether or not we still need cupboard boards in this day and age, in 2016, in post-Brexit Britain, are you seriously telling me we still need cupboards? Do we need cupboards? 87222. Start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It is Talk Radio, home of debate. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Five for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut?
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199, provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
At Wickes, there's 15% off all timber on top of existing offers. And with our online stock checker and free one-hour click and collect services, you'll be sure to never have a wasted trip. So you can pick up the right products at the right price, right when you need them. Wickes, let's do it right. Ends 3rd of October.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Skybet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Request-A-Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Skybet app right now. Skybet. That's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M6 through Staffordshire, if you're going southbound, one lane's blocked off. It's due to a broken down vehicle just after Junction 10A. On the M5 through the West Midlands northbound between Junction 1 and the M6 link at Junction 8, that's looking fairly slow. It's the usual hot spot once the rush hour picks up. And also on the A1 southbound through County Durham, one lane's closed off due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 61 and Junction 60. So do look out for some delays there as you're heading from Durham towards Darlington.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's 3:20. Still to come, guest action. Hot guest action as we bring you Adam Hess and Rhys James, who are here for a reason. Ahead of that, though, some of your reactions have been coming in. What have you got, Aidan?
So, with the debate, we've got from Daniel here. Yep. Cup of boards, I preferred cup of soup.
Yep, good. Yep, thank you.
And Barry and Finchley saying, I can't stand cupboards. Coming over here, housing our crockery, yep. Get rid of them.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, then do get it to us. Of course, this is Talk Radio, home of reaction. While you're thinking about that, it's time to talk foreign news, of course, as we like to do here on Talk Radio, embracing the world. Foreign news from somewhere foreign, spoken by a foreign. Let's do it now. So, good afternoon, then. Hello, you are listening to Talk Radio. I am, hang on. Oh, there it is. John Holmes. And it's 1 till 4 in the afternoon. We can now talk to our foreign correspondent about something foreign. And the foreign story that we're going to be talking about is this. Wealthy Middle Eastern tourists flocking to Manchester because, quote, it's less of a hassle than London. Tamer is on the line. Good afternoon.
Assalamu alaikum. Kif halkum, inshallah. Kif tamam wa kif khair.
Yes. So, talk us through this. Now, because it's interesting, this, because London is seen as a destination for wealthy tourists from the Middle East, of course, but why Manchester?
طيب انا ما بعرف ليش عم نحكي على مانشستر بس بس لندن دائما في مشاكل في عالم كثير وما بنحب العالم بس كمان ايش كثير حلوه فما بعرف ليش دائما بنطلع نحن على انجلترا وبنطلع على امريكا لا لا خلينا نضل ونطلع على الصين او على سنغافور وما حلات هيك يعني بتكون كثير احلى بكثير وفي خليجيين كثير يعني كثير موجودين بلندن ما بنحب هالشغلات هذول
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense. But I mean, as our Arabic correspondent, perhaps you could shed some light on the journey part of that, because you know, what has Manchester got to offer somebody coming in to spend that much money?
بس ليش عم نحكي على مانشستر يعني دائما ننزل على لندن والعالم كلهم بيفكروا بأمريكا دائما بيفكروا دركة دركة محمد جهاد ليش عم نحكي هذه الحكي هذا نطلع على مانشستر ونقعد ونتعشى في عالم كتير حلوين عرفت علي شنو فما ما ما في يعني هالشغلات الخرائية هدول ما في مجال
Well, yes, I mean, I know a lot of people will agree with that, but I wonder if how sort of wealthy Arabs are getting on with Manchester's quite, let's call them, archaic laws in a lot of Manchester, of course. There's a lot of things you can do in the Middle East perfectly normally, but you certainly can't do in Manchester. I wonder how people are adapting to that.
أكيد في شغلات كثيرة ما بنحسن نسويها فعندنا بالعالم ما بنحسن نشرب وما بنحسن نطلع وما بنحسن نسوي شغلات ومانشستر حلوة كثير مشان هالشغلات هدول بس بيني وبينك يعني مانشستر في عليها بر وفي عليها شغلات كثير أحلى من لندن ولندن يعني مثل ما قلت خلينا نترك لندن وننزل على باريس ليش ما ننزل على باريس أو نطلع على برلين يعني هدول المحلات أحلى بكثير
Yeah, well, yes and no. But where do you find? I mean, you know, 'cause I know you're sort of talking to the people on the ground there in Arab land, and I wonder if you're, you know, it's still seen as much of a destination as it was anyway post Brexit.
هلا هذا الحكي تبع عرب لاند وعرب لاند نحن كلنا عائلة واحدة نحن عالم واحد نحن عرب كلنا سوا. فهذا الشغلة العرب لاند هذا شغلات ما بحبون أبدا هدول ونحن كلنا بنحكي نفس اللغة بس يعني هذا الشغلة العرب لاند ما كثير يعني ما يعني هي الشغلة منك يعني شغلة ناقصة بيني وبينك جون
Yeah, well, what a bit, I mean, if we're talking about Manchester and it's kind of third world up there and I wonder, you know, what are people buying? Well, let me read you a quote. As I said earlier, people are saying it's less of a hassle than London. But that's wrong, isn't it? Because the word is fewer.
نحن عندنا نفس الشغلات اللغة في شغلة كتير صعبة وخصوصي بالإنجليزي يعني أنا ما بحسن أعرف إذا شغلة بالإنجليزي ولا لا يعني fewer less it all make no sense to me فأنا ما بعرف شو عم تحكي أنت فإذا بدك تحكي على مانشستر خلينا نحكي على مانشستر حاجة تجيب لي لغة وما لغة شو دخلني أنا باللغة
yeah. Yeah. 6 years ago, years ago, there were 16,348 passengers from Saudi Arabia. But in 2015, that number increased to 40,000. That is quite the increase, isn't it, Tamer?
هلا عم تجيب لي ارقام وشغلات هلا السعوديين غير خليجيين غير العرب غير يعني نحن عنا بالشام بيطلعوا باللبنان بيطلعوا بالاردن بيطلعوا بالافغانستان بيطلعوا بس عم تحط الافغانستان هلا كعرب لا يا زلمه يعني لانه نحن دين واحد مو انه والله نحن عالم واحد فهذا الحكي ما بعرف
yeah. I mean, and also, of course, Manchester's trying to build links with China, we know as well. And it's announced last year there's going to be a route to Beijing. Manchester produced a guide to the city in Mandarin. And we know that the Chinese recently, of course, gave out a warning on their airlines about what people, or where people shouldn't go in London. And they, and I'm quoting again here, but they said areas of black people and Pakistanis. And this was on a Chinese... Chinese in-flight guide, and I wonder what would you warn people to expect in Manchester.
هلا نحنا منجيب العالم من الفلبينز، منجيب العالم من الصين، منجيب العالم من الهند، منجيب العالم من باكستان، منجيب العالم من بنغلاديش. يعني يجيبوهن وحطوهن وشغلوهن. هذا تفكيرنا.
Yeah, no, you're right. And final question really is how. You know, how do Middle Eastern sensitive sensibilities, really, how are they going to cope with the way Manchester operates with the lashings and the stonings? How's that going to be seen?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. في هدول الحكي هذا يعني لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. نحن عم نقيم هدول الشغلات من عنا وانت بتجيبوا نفس القصص ونفس السيارة انتوا عالم هيك وبتكون تضربوا وبتكون تقتلوا وبتكون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
Yeah, and final question, because everyone's talking about it. What's the Arab world right now today, where you are? What do they make of the breakup of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
42.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks very much indeed. That's Tamer. He is our Arabic correspondent live this afternoon from Arabland on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And coming up after the news at 3:30, comedian action, as Adam Hess and Rhys James will join us to talk about something. And now, though, just ahead of Victoria, we will be going out onto the streets. Now, regular listeners will know we do that on a regular basis. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. We have a crack team of reporters here at Talk Radio, so-called because they are on crack. And they go out every day to shove their microphones into the faces of the man and woman in the street to find out what they ruddy well think. Today is no exception. They've been out there. But what do they think today? Do they think cranes or punch bags?
Cranes.
Punch bags.
Cranes.
Punch bags.
Punch bags.
Cranes.
Punch bags.
Cranes.
Cranes.
Punch bags.
Crane.
Punch bags.
Punch bags.
Cranes.
Punch
bags.
Cranes.
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 Punch bag.
Punch bags.
Cranes.
Punch bags.
Cranes.
Cranes.
Crane.
Punch bag.
Punch bags.
Cranes. Punch bags.
Punch bags.
Cranes.
Punch bags.
Cranes.
Cranes.
Punch bags.
And there you have it. That's what the people are thinking out on the streets. They're thinking cranes or punch bags. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think cranes? or do you think punch bags? Let us know. 8-7-2-2-2.
Starting message with cranes or punch bags.
No.
No.
8-7-2-2-2.
Starting message with the word talk.
Yes. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Oh, start your message with cranes or punch. Oh, okay,
well done. Right, it's 3:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says under a Labour government, everyone will earn enough money to live on. Speaking at the party's conference in Liverpool, he says forecasts suggest more than £10 an hour. Mr McDonnell told delegates the new living wage review body would be charged with the task of setting a level needed for a decent life.
Under the next Labour government, everyone will earn enough to live on. When we win the next election, we will write into law a real living wage.
A court's heard how the impact of the Alton Towers Smiler roller coaster crash was similar to a 90-mile-an-hour car accident. Theme park operator Merlin's been told it's facing a fine of up to £10 million for health and safety breaches. Detectives searching for Ben Needham on the Greek island of Kos have finished digging for the day. It's thought the toddler may have been crushed to death during building work when he went missing in 1991. His mother, Kerry, has been told to prepare for the worst. Virgin train workers are set to strike for 24 hours in a row over pay and conditions. The RMT union says staff on the East Coast line will walk out next Monday. Police are investigating former Coronation Street star Mark Anwar for a potential hate crime. The Pakistan-born actors apologised for posting tweets about Indian people on Friday. ITV said the comments were racially offensive and sacked him. And a huge sculpture of some buttocks and more than £20,000 in pennies are just some of the artworks shortlisted for this year's Turner Prize.
When did you model for it?
I didn't say it was my buttocks,
oh,
John.
Sorry, I missed the...
Anyway, the artworks have gone on display at Tate Britain before the winner is announced in December. The weather: outbreaks of rain tonight, foggy in the west at lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow will be gradually brightened up in most places, highs of 18. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
That's all right.
Have you seen the buttocks?
Yeah. They've got hands on either side and they're kind of almost being pried apart.
Almost?
Yeah. They're not completely splayed.
There was a rock singer called Wendy O. Williams who used to go out with Lemmy from Motorhead.
Okay.
And as a treat on stage, she had a tattoo on her buttocks.
Okay.
She had a W on one buttock and a W on the other buttock.
So it reads wow.
So when she did what you've just described on Wendy O. Williams. Wow.
Wow.
I mean, yours would say VOB.
Thanks for thinking of that. Please stop it now.
Okay. So, that's Victoria. That's VOB with the news.
That's not what you're going to refer to me from now on. Please, no.
Okay. And next we will speak...
You could have your name. Just have J and N on your buttocks.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's better, isn't it?
It's better, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Bob.
I might do that.
Don't
right. So, next comedian Adam Hess and Rhys James join us to talk about things here on Talk Radio.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's just coming up to a time, having passed one that's just gone. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, and we promised you hot comedy guest action, and let's deliver it now. Well, it's not up to me to deliver it. Frankly, you've got to deliver that because I can't handle that. I know. I've kind of been going on. I've kind of bigged it up.
What have you promised them?
I've promised them hot guest action.
Oh, good lord.
So, in the form of Rhys James, hello Rhys.
Hello.
And Adam Hess, hello Adam.
Hello.
That's the hot guest action that I promised.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to be not being rude.
Well,
but
Michael Reese has a bulletproof Michael McIntyre impression.
How dare you? Why would you do this? This isn't true. This is an absolute lie. No, I can't. No, I can't suddenly muster an impression out of nowhere.
I mean, that's, you just put him on the spot there. Yeah. I mean, now.
I mean, I could do a very bad run and pretend that was Reese because people don't know who's the one talking. Right,
good,
now.
Good point. That's how go radio works. Yeah.
It's like Michael McIntyre bingo.
Hello, hello. No, I can't. Hello, very nice to be here on the radio.
It's not bad.
Well, he's in the room, isn't he?
Yeah, he's right. He is.
He famously, that's his catchphrase, isn't it? Hello.
Yeah,
he only says hello.
Yeah.
Right. That was the best I've done. So I can go now. That's my comedy done.
If you remember the man draw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there we go. We'll say that one was me.
Okay, fine.
I like that one.
Are you not going to do it then?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I mean, we've all stuck our necks.
We've all done it.
Well,
man. I'm not going to be peer pressured into doing a Michael McIntyre impression.
That sounds nothing like
minute.
Him. That sounds nothing.
Oh, there you
like
go.
Him.
That was that was an attempt.
Well, you two are going to get well on tour, so which is the point, I guess. We might as well get that out of the way. So there's
we don't have to.
But you know,
yeah, we're doing our respective comedy shows.
Yes,
and we realised that we've written a couple of comedy shows which we did at the Edinburgh Festival. We thought we'll take them on tour, but we remembered we're not good enough to sell out a tour on our own.
Yeah.
So we thought, why not double that embarrassment and go together
and not sell there?
Yeah, and then when we go home, we can like be together and like cry about that, like, and have someone to talk to about it.
Yeah, well, it's a lonely life, isn't it? So it makes sense to sort of do that, I think. Yeah.
In general, do you mean being a comedian or generally?
No, generally.
It's a really lonely world.
Very sad life that we all lead.
Yeah.
It's
very, very.
Which is why we all look forward to Michael McIntyre impressions, and you just made people feel worse, not more.
Oh, look, mate. If you want to see the McIntyre impression, you've got to come to the tour.
There he goes.
And that is a promise I refuse to keep. I will not be doing it there either.
So what else prompted it then? Why now? Why this? Why it?
Oh, God.
We're
not employable in regular means. I asked everyone after university, will you give me money to do chores for you or whatever a job is?
Yeah.
And they said no. Chores.
But if you were applying for jobs other than chimney sweep, you might have got away with it.
I think I'd be a good chimney sweep.
I actually agree with that.
You've got none of the qualifications.
I'm very cheeky. Yeah. I have my own stick. I have my own song.
And this is all true. I think you'd be an excellent chimney sweep.
Yeah, I think I'd be quite good at it.
You do carry yourself and present yourself as a chimney sweep.
Yeah, I do. I think that. And also,
although, to be honest, this day and age, the black face is not a good look.
No.
I think,
and a waste of energy on radio.
I think we've decided no one's going to employ us. We need to, our oratory skills are potentially only something that's going to get more and more profitable over time. And what a booming career. The live comedy circuit. That's where people make their fame and fortune. Who needs a...
Yeah.
Also, they made the degree a waste of money, didn't it?
Yeah.
Where's Cranley?
I thought you'd know. That's why we came here.
I'm reading. I've got tour dates here, and we got one on Thursday at Cranley.
That's right.
And I'm going, where's Cranley?
It's not far enough away from where we live to be a burden, basically.
Okay, fine.
Whereas some of them are.
That's a good attitude to touring, I find.
So I will be going into that gig with a positive attitude, whereas a couple of other ones I'm going to be
cool
like,
cities
I've travelled a long way.
Like Edinburgh, Birmingham, I think, they're fun, but they're fun, so why would people want to see us there? It's like people have fun things to do in those cities.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've got a couple of funny jokes, but no, nothing that beats just being generally
so
in Edinburgh.
How do you structure? Who goes on first, or do you swap?
I think we'll vary it.
A sentence each.
How does it work? But you could perform each other's set, because that's been done. That's a thing now.
We definitely could.
And that is a worry, that we will be so self-indulgent that we will do that, and the whole audience will be like, don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I came to see this guy because of a good Michael McIntyre impression. Yeah.
I certainly have been gigging with certain comedians so regularly that if I ask someone, what do you do for a living, kind sir? And they say, oh, I'm this. I sometimes think, oh, I've got material about that. Then I think, oh, no, that's Dave Johnson's material. And I say, oh, well, funnily enough, yesterday, no. But I don't know. I guess we'll play it by ear for the first couple of tour dates. And then it will probably...
I think it's got to be who an audience like more, right? So you've got to do those points.
Yeah, you need to work that out in
first. So whoever's best gets to headline.
I guess.
Right, so you've just got to fight that out between yourself.
But it makes it awkward for the first gig. But after that, it's easy to decide.
To judge.
I guess we could ask people in the audience, who are you here to see?
Yeah.
Because what could be an awkward thing is if, like, let's say I go on first, but everyone is there to see me, and then they leave. And they go,
a realistic example if you're going to do one.
Oh, well, that's the way... I've read The Secret recently, and it says that's what I need to be imagining. And so I'm there to and I say, oh, you're here to see me? And they're like, yeah, we love you. And then they all leave and just... Yeah.
But won't that wind you up that I still get half the money? Having not even performed.
Half the cost. You lose half.
Half of the income of the good people of Cranley.
Exactly.
Now, look, we're going to take traffic and travel because that's the rules.
Love it.
Yeah. Stay there because, you know, more talking.
Okay.
Love
That's how the radio works, apparently. Right, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's some advertising followed by some traffic and travel.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At or protected.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M6 through Staffordshire, if you're going southbound, one lane's blocked off. It's due to a broken down vehicle just after Junction 10A. On the M5 through the West Midlands northbound between Junction 1 and the M6 link at Junction 8, that's looking fairly slow. It's the usual hot spot once the rush hour picks up. And also on the A1 southbound through County Durham, one lane's closed off due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 61 and Junction 60. So do look out for some delays there as you're heading from Durham towards Darlington.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and just before we talk more to Adam and Reese, I've been looking through, I've got the papers here, as is traditional on a Talk Radio station, and I've been, let me just look through them. And what I've noticed in the papers is that the news is quite complicated. Have you noticed that, Dave? It's quite complicated,
yeah,
isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it, John.
No, well, you're not the only one. We get letters from people who tell us they can't get their head around the news. But it's all right, because we are here to help. Each weekday afternoon between 1 and 4, what we like to do is explain the news by breaking it down, of course, into its component parts. When you start to strip the layers away from the news and you pull them away and you get right down, and you drill down into the very core of the news, what you find down there, of course, is Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
May no longer trusts. Cameron, it's a very long queue, Teresa.
The news in haikus, although today, as regular listeners will know, they were brought to you by a northern voice, because Con, who normally does it, is off today. He's run away to join ISIS. So Ass Broadcast, who's through the glass, had to record them today, and she's from Hull, and as such her accent is impenetrable. So if you had trouble understanding anything she said there, if you press the red button on the front of your digital radio, you will get a translation on the little screen there. Adam Hess and Rhys James with us now. I don't know whether you're aware of Talk Radio's tagline, by the way, which is Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ooh, I know, it's strong. Wow.
Strong. I mean, that's a committee that's working in harmony right there, isn't it?
It's a bit threatening, but...
Well, it's not as threatening as you'd think, because the screen on the front of a DAB radio, it turns out, isn't long enough for the whole slogan. So if you're...
I know where this is going. I like
so this. We're now getting photos from listeners who are going, my radio's threatening me again, and it just does go, Talk Radio, we'll get you.
Yeah.
But another one this morning came in that was very polite, in a way. It just went... Talk Radio, we'll get you, ta. Oh,
cool. Yeah, like that's that. Very yeah. nice. So Middle England.
That's what we're putting up with.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You're very good at the voice there. That was it. You that.
It wasn't. Do you think it should have been?
I thought it was really nice. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking.
I'd love to do that as a job. Just saying, eight word sentences.
Yeah.
And just... Can you just say Talk Radio, we'll get you talking in your best voice of the voice? And we'll to be honest, if we clip it out and send it to them, they'll probably use it.
You won't get paid.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
That's very good.
That's good.
He answers the phone like that all the time.
But I know the number.
Terrifying.
Hello, it's me. Oh, I don't know, he's busy, I'm sorry.
I pretend I've got just a mate. It's just...
Yeah, PA is what they should
do. Yeah,
yeah. Just a little assistant. Everyone should have an assistant voice that they can put on.
Absolutely.
In that sort of scenario.
And my male voice is too similar to mine. It is mine. So, I just want to look successful.
I once tried to call Charlotte Church.
Of course you did, Dave. Was it when she was a student?
To book her for a show.
Yes.
That would make no sense out of context.
Yeah.
And she, I'm 95% sure that her agent, who picked up the phone,
is Charlotte Church.
Doing another voice, because halfway through the call, a baby started crying in the background.
Yes.
Just after she'd had a baby.
Her agent may have had a baby.
No, but Charlotte Church, I mean, it was a
baby
massive
saying,
coincidence.
Charlotte!
Yeah.
Get off the phone, Charlotte!
Mummy, Charlotte!
If she was smart, she'd have put the baby on the phone as her agent.
Yeah, well, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. So, yeah, there you go. Back to about Charlotte Church for you.
Another one of Dave's legendary non-experts oft wheeled out.
Cranley is near Dunsfold Aerodrome. That's what I've discovered.
Oh, that's why we said yes to it. Sorry. I did wonder what it was.
The big Dunsfield Aerodrome.
So I was just, look, because you're going on tour together, right? Mm. So, which, you know, we talked about who's going to go on first and how you're going to decide, right? But I was just looking through your, because, you know, as PRs do, they've sent me information.
Victoria's right. Okay. Sitting on the couch.
Hi there. Yep. But I was just adding things up. So right, you're, Reese, one of the funniest people to follow, according to this. Right.
Yeah, according to that document that someone I employed wrote. Okay,
right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But yet you have the funniest tweet of 2013.
But
so
I don't.
Who's
I don't,
the
do
funniest
I?
To follow? I mean, how do we decide?
Reese is funnier than me.
No, that's not true. Adam has more followers than I.
Yeah.
But I'm better semantically.
Reese is a far more articulate and hygienic comedian. I think Reese looks very talented compared to me.
Well,
this is ridiculous.
I mean, in some ways,
it's such a weird power play. You definitely have read The Secret. This is insane. I mean, you read The Game.
I mean, you are one of the funniest people to follow. But that's not dropped. That's still it. That, okay. According to that, that's still there.
I mean, one of
you can have that. It's safe.
I'm also one of the tallest people in the country. But the
problem
billion?
Is, what you've got there, you've got Reese, who is. Currently, one of the funniest. Okay. Whereas, just to read some of your CV back to you.
Yeah.
Funniest tweet of 2013. Well, okay, congratulations.
Apparently.
Second funniest tweet of 2014. Oh, I mean, that's a slide, isn't it?
It's an exponential drop. By
who
now,
won?
I'm eighth.
Yeah, who won in 2014?
My assistant.
Hello, that's
oh, fair enough. I really should have sorted that out.
She's very funny.
Yeah. She's smashing the circuit.
That said, right, because, again, the people you've paid to write this question have, with reviews, given you a total. I've just added them up while the travel was on.
Okay.
You have a total of 25 stars.
Out of how many, though? Infinite.
Well, assuming, yes. I guess, I don't know. But that's what they've chosen to put on yours.
Right, okay.
However.
Oh.
I mean, I haven't counted, but already it's a runaway victory for you, Adam.
Oh!
I mean, 1, 2, 3,
a bit
4,
more secure
5...
and a bit more selective of sources, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22, 21 don't want to drive a wedge between you as you're about to go off together.
I wouldn't put all my reviews on the thing because I just think it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it, to be showing off like that. But if you want to do that, fair enough. I've got my tweets.
Shut up, Adam. Shut up, Adam. Anyway, Yeah, my source. I mean, also Reese's. I'm the one that Reese has paid to write that document. So of course, I'm going to beat him.
Which makes a lot of sense. I mean, let's again not to cause a war, but you know,
not to cause a war
as an independent adjudicator, Dave. Right? Yeah. These are just some of the reviews of the gentleman. Right? Okay, you've got to guess which one gets the review. Ooh. Right.
Bearing in mind, you're going to be looking at one of the. You've got to shut your eyes, right. Otherwise.
Oh yeah, I'll mix them up. Okay, here we go. I've got the two pieces of paper in front of me. Right, so which of them, right, is it Adam or Reese that's the one of the most out-and-out hilarious shows on The Fringe, 4.5 stars, chortle? Which of them?
Ooh, that's a good chortle review.
Well, it's only Steve Bennett. That's a bit of an in-joke for everybody.
I'm going to say that is... Adam.
Ah, yes!
Is it?
Correct. Therefore, I am not insulted. Were it incorrect, I would have kicked off.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah, good. Okay, here we go again. Okay, whose review is this out of Reese and Adam? A cut above his humdrum peers.
Reese James.
Yes, Reese James,
correct. And one of my peers being Adam.
Exactly! The implication here.
No.
Therefore, by proxy, 5 stars, chortle.
No. Excuse you. Yeah. I am neither hum nor drum. I am not one of your humdrum peers. I'm not one of your peers, in fact.
You are one of my
peers. I'm 4.5 stars from chortle. You should
have done something.
I don't mind telling you, that was 4 stars from The Independent. So you're half a star fewer.
Yeah, but it's worth more from The Independent. However, Adam has also had 4 stars from The Independent in the past, so...
What's your best chortle?
He hasn't written that one down, 4. Weirdly.
My best chortle is 4, to be fair.
Best chortle's a 4, mate.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Here we go again.
Who's going on first?
Here we go again.
This should be the decider who gets to go on first.
Yeah.
Has star in waiting running through him like Blackpool rock...
Oh.
Right. If you want guaranteed laughs, look no further. Reese or Adam?
Reese James.
It is Reese James.
You're good.
I'm good at this review.
Because it says star in waiting. I am star in bloom.
Well, only 4.5, mate. You've not got the final half.
That's because I'm supernovaing.
You're half a star in waiting.
All right. Well, I'm trying my best. I'm sorry.
If I achieve nothing else during this interview, it's to ruin this tour by splitting them asunder. Is it in a big row?
Is it just the two of you, or you got like a? Is someone who's driving? How's all this working?
We're not allowed in cars. We don't get cars. We're not the king of England. Well, there's me and Reese for doing most of them.
You're flying to the Dunsfold Aerodrome. You picked venues all by
hand gliding in
for something that isn't a birthday. I'm quite fascinated about aerodromes.
I don't know what one is.
It's a disused airport. Is that
right? It's sort of a display airport, isn't it? Where they have old Spitfires or something. Yeah.
So imagine
you can pop there.
So will they be doing a display, like, no, it's just, we're not going to have to compete with the...
I don't think it's a constant display at an aerodrome. I think they put on shows.
Oh, that is better than us, isn't it?
But if we do Clash.
Although what they do, they do tend to double up. So there's a Spitfire and a Lancaster bomber.
Oh, wow.
You know, and you can identify with whichever one of those you think is best, really. Which flies first, which flies second. Depends how well they did it the first day.
I watched I don't know if this is too boring to say, but it was basically, I found myself watching... a time lapse of the building.
It's not a great start.
No.
Hold on 1 second, mate.
Of Amsterdam Aerodrome on YouTube the other day. It was starting. They built it in 1916, and they're still building today. Yeah, that's an awful anecdote.
Still better than one of Dave's. Still quite won that.
I think we can compete with the aerodrome.
Yeah, it's fine.
They're a good comedy crowd. I think aerodrome.
Are you sharing bedrooms?
I mean, currently,
let's put your level of star power here. Have we got separate rooms at the hotels,
or whatever? Have you hotel, mate? You've massively
it hasn't been booked or discussed yet. Okay. We do live together in London, separate bedrooms, but same bed.
Yeah. it's just a kind of wall.
Yeah, it's very completely weird. Bizarre.
Like in the film Brazil, when the desk goes through the wall,
it's like that. We've got a line down the middle of the room, which isn't relevant. We don't really adhere to it.
No,
but we live together there, and we thought this makes the taxis home easier. To do, we don't get on.
No.
We don't like each other. That's why we're sitting back to back for this.
Yeah.
But I think, in bedrooms. I think I keep insisting on a single room for every tour day, even the ones that are quite close to London. Yeah. It helps with the bonding. It'll make us build a better rapport. That sort of thing. Reese's.
And I keep insisting on not doing this tour anymore.
Yeah.
So we both got our rider.
You got to do this, by the way, before we finish.
What is it?
It's a live read.
Oh God.
The bosses write some stuff on a bit of paper that John has to deliver as if he's just off the top of his head. Just sort of
and you
have to,
but then you say this.
Yeah, I mean,
every time.
Yeah, this, no, we'll edit this bit out when it goes on the radio.
Oh, so I see. Yeah.
And then it would just sound absolutely seamless. Do you want to do it now?
Just do, I think you just. It's about, what is it about the app? This one.
This is about the radio, Talk Radio app.
And Cass says, "Can you not screw those bits of paper up because she has to write on them later?"
What's she got to write on them for?
Don't know, mate. What's she got to write on them?
All right. The best way of getting Talk Radio wherever you are is to download the Talk Radio app now. What sort of voice did they want it in?
Was that a Matt Berry impression?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, not a very good one, but
you do it in Scottish.
Could you do it in Michael McIntyre?
Oh, I can't. I can.
You can do it. Adam's going to do it.
Oh, you should have said Reese's going to. All right.
Yeah, but he keeps saying no.
For the benefit of the audience at home, I'm the worst impressionist that I've ever met. Okay. The best way of getting Talk Radio wherever you are is to download the Talk Radio app now. Oh, I think that's. It's absolutely free and allows you to listen live across the country and hear the best moments of your favourite shows.
It's good.
Is that good?
That's good. That's good.
Okay. Okay, give me someone else to do. I can't.
Josh Widdicombe.
Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Okay. From John Holmes to Eamon Holmes. Julia Hartley Burr to Ian Lee. You'll be able to tune in on the move to be part of the day's agenda. I mean, who is this for? Wizards. Okay, and then I don't know who this is, but it's soothing me. It's calming me down. Visit talkradio.co.uk for more details on how to listen to. Oh, I can't even speak. Sorry. Or go to your provider's app store to download today and make sure you don't miss a thing.
See, that's very good.
Nice.
Is that usable?
Yeah.
We like to. It's out there now. The message, such as it is across. Yeah.
And now you can do that thing, you know, on radio adverts where they just have celebrities, a montage of celebrities saying, like, tune in. You can just claim that you've had all those big stars.
Mm. Yeah.
So pretend that last one was Princess.
Princess Charlotte, the little
princess
baby
Charlotte.
Princess Charlotte.
Yeah. There we go.
You say stuff. Princess, you think.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you.
Well, thank you, because that's all we've got time for.
Oh, brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. The website, do that thing, tour date, something, probably.
Google. Yeah.
Google it. Just go
on reesjames.co.uk.
Yeah, that's great.
Adam Hess.
I don't have a website. I've got a CFAX page that my dad sometimes he links. I don't understand.
It's got holidays on it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Reese James, Adam Hess, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you.
There we go. You're listening to Talk Radio, and tomorrow we'll be back at the same time. I'm going to say, off the top of my head, that's going to be 1 till 4 o'clock. Yeah. That's it. That's it from us, isn't it? That's it. I thought Sam might pop in, but
Delaney?
I don't know where Sam Delaney is.
Is he there? He's gone out to the office, mate.
All right.
Harry Redknapp's out there, so me.
Is he?
I'd be getting a photo with him. Do you know who that is? Sport.
Oh, right, fine. Yeah. Good. So we'll be back tomorrow. Sam Delaney's up next with Drive here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.